everybody. It's the Drew and Mike Show for Tuesday. And we're on Facebook Live for the second day this week, normally the first, in our respective quadrants. Hey, why am I in the upper left today?
Because you're the boss, man.
Wasn't I upper right when we first did it?
Does it matter?
No, I'm just asking. Trudy's changed positions, too.
I don't know.
Brandon was upper. He was on the top before, I think.
It depends who logs in.
That's right, yeah.
And Brandon today is live from the beach, but I'm very envious of you, Trudy. You're live from Pee Wee's Playhouse, which is very
cool.
Yeah.
Take a picture, cool. Last longer.
So ridiculous.
It did Pee Wee laugh, but.
So sweet.
Yeah. The coolest thing would be able if I were able to sit on Cherry for reals, though. Man.
Well, from the DealsNadie.com studios, I'll remind you that Grow Green brings you Facebook Live. And they're open during the shutdown as they fall into the agriculture category of essential business. They're buying semi-truckloads of soil nutrients and lights daily to make sure you can keep growing. Supply chain issues will become a problem, so get stocked up. Now's a great time to try your green thumb and start your own home grow. Grow your own food or grow some green to help you relax during the stressful time. Curbside pickup. And that's on all phone and online orders. Grow Green, making Michigan greener, one grower at a time on M36 in Whitmore Lake. Or just go to growgreenmi.com. And, oh, I got just some great laughs last night, and I'm determined to pass them along. I sent them to you guys, too. I don't think I sent it to Trudy, though. Mr. Methane had this video, and he was putting together a little toy steam train. Did you see it? Did anybody see it besides me?
Oh, I saw it.
And he's really putting it together, and he's explaining, you know, how the engine works and all that, and he's got all these little washers and stuff. And he, every couple minutes, he just lets out a couple humongous farts. And it just, there's something very, I feel like you could listen to Mr. Methane as sort of a sleep thing.
It's very, like ASMR, you know, the people that whisper.
Yeah, it's a very, he's got a very calming voice. He explains everything very well.
So you can never actually look. Let me show you. There's my box of nuts. You can't beat
box of nuts.
A box full of nuts and bits and bobs. So when you take things to pieces,
you're gonna fart or what, Methane?
And then you've got lots of little.
He just drops them in just as you're starting to get sort of losing interest.
I love that he is wearing his full Methane costume too.
Yes, he is.
That's very very thin bolt and a nut to create a new regulator. So we've got the regulator fixed. That's one problem. Then we add the problem of this axle being.
So is he going to fart or what?
Okay, it might be easier just to play the Frozen song, which is perfect for Methane. I mean, this was made to order for him. I'm convinced the reason they wrote this song and put it in Frozen was so Methane could fart to it. He's got two classics on here, I think. If you don't like farts, then just fast forward a few minutes.
He's playing air piano.
Sounds like fireworks. I love his little jukebox.
He wrote a nice slow start as we warm up to the sphincter and map out the geography of the song.
He pulls his butt cheeks apart quite a bit in this video, too. It's weird.
He's not nude, though. He's in his uniform. Heads up. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, man.
It is amazing how he does it. Oh,
but the Let It Go hook is just beautiful. And then how about some Margaritaville? Because it's a lovely little song. It's so jaunty and happy on this difficult day, as all days
are. I wonder how those parrot heads would feel about him.
They'd love it. They would love the Margaritaville version. By the way, find out how many views we had on Facebook yesterday.
Zooves?
You can play we had 5,000.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's not bad for Sunday. Wow. I think we had 6,700 on Thursday. That's pretty good. I feel like we should have more. New technology. More shitty emails, please.
He's leaning over and turning up his radio so we can hear Jimmy Buffett better. And he wrote a good ass to music balance.
What is that?
Brandon's background, he's now in Methane's room.
Cool.
Well, it's my fault.
Ooh! Yikes.
Ooh! It's a real beauty.
Got a clue.
Here we go. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Smell it.
Smelly, but I love it.
To blame.
Does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
Okay, that's good.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. That's the best PSA I've seen all week.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was outstanding. We want to get him to fart Imagine and make that go viral to fix the poor effort by Gal Gadot and friends.
Yeah, but he's in lockdown.
Can you do a wash your hands song?
No one should do a wash your hands song. We're done with washing hands. I swear everything that's posted now seems dumb to me. Every celebrity post is dumb.
Even Aubrey Huff's?
Well, go ahead.
You want to hear Aubrey Huff's?
It's a little different. It's sort of old, though. Isn't he a little late to the party?
It does seem like he just stumbled across this, but I also wonder how mad he'd be at Methane.
I just left 3 different grocery stores trying to find toilet paper. My question is, how is there no toilet paper on the shelves, but there's plenty of groceries, plenty of booze? I don't get this shit. And for all you motherfuckers out there that are hoarding the toilet paper, I hope your assholes fall off. I hope it feels like somebody's jamming a 9-inch dildo up your ass with no lube.
What?
Fuck you.
Whoa.
First,
is that what happens if you don't wipe? It feels like a dildo?
First,
I'm not sure why Aubrey First Huff is so violently upset. Is he trying to redeem people with humor since he was not invited to the reunion of the 2010 Giants?
I feel like he's really leaning into the hatred of him.
He is. Yeah. I mean, he's an asshole. He's an absolute asshole.
He wasn't always that big of an asshole, and now that people get really mad at him, he's really just digging it.
I don't understand what's happened to him or just to people in general. Is, you know, today... I don't know. Nothing surprises me anymore. But seeing all these people gathered to watch the ship come into New York, it's gonna help us with this virus. So let's all crowd together and watch and pass it on to each other while we're at it.
Made no sense.
How fucking stupid! I mean, I realize we're not one. We're not even close to one. But could we just get a little closer?
No,
tiny bit.
No, that's not gonna happen.
And our churches on Sunday What? I know it's church, but that is not an excuse to. I realize you're tax exempt, but you're not exempt from being. Yeah, just showing some brains.
But most churches are done, except for the one in Tampa. That's really, isn't that the only one still going?
No, there's a church in Lebanon, Ohio that
really
the health department warned not to have a big service. Apparently, it's a big church, and they just did. Had a bunch of people there, and there's a church in let's see, one other one.
Thank you, Lord, help me. Just let me pray. This.
I want to say New Orleans, maybe Louisiana, somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
That's great because they have so many.
That's really none of your
there,
business. So.
Oh, the right. The Solid Rock Church is in Lebanon, Ohio. And then Rouge Park. There's a big. Some guy was on Facebook Live, and he was just getting off on how, hey, we got 5,000 people following. You know, and
oh,
he's
cool.
Just laughing and chuckling, and it's because he's such a dope having a party at Rouge Park.
Oh man,
I think it was Saturday. Detroit's a mess.
Oh, there's tons of idiots. Detroit is a mess.
And then Liberty University. you know, this is incredible. This is, again, I don't mean to pile into the church, but this is Jerry Falwell Jr. reconvening.
Liberty.
Reconvening his school in the middle of what is essentially a stay-at-home thing for virtually everyone.
Yeah, not every really other now. School shut down.
And 11 people have signs of coronavirus already. They've only been back for, what, 3 days or 4 days?
They just moved back on Friday, so they had all the symptoms, which, you know what's funny, too? I didn't realize this. Did you know classes are all online right now at Liberty? So why did they have to go back?
I don't know. I was trying to prove a point.
But he came out and said, Falwell Jr. said that if I were them, I'd be nervous. It's like, you're the dick that told them to move back.
Do we have phone numbers for any of these operations?
I have a number for the Tampa church, the one that's getting a lot of the attention.
They have 550 people.
Yeah, but he also had this wonderful quote.
Of course, they have to keep the collection plate rolling. So. Yeah,
the tuition coming in.
Yeah.
It's the River at Tampa Bay Church, and his name is, he's got a hyphen.
Rodney Howard Brown.
Why does he have three names?
Because he's important.
So
makes a lot of money.
So Rod Brown said that we brought in 13 machines that basically kill every virus in the place.
Why don't you share them with the world then? And we can all go everywhere.
If they sneeze, it shoots it down at like 100 miles per hour and it will neutralize it in a split second.
Well, then why don't we all have these machines?
I don't know. I want to know what the machine is.
Well, let's dial them up. Hall Financial Hotline. Good reason to open the Hall Financial Hotline. Got some more bad news today by a sponsor,
oh,
by the way.
Great.
I know. Good boy. If you're paying anywhere near 4% of your mortgage, I mean anywhere near 4%, Hall Financial can refinance for you and save you a lot of money over, how long is a mortgage? 30 years usually. You might be in your third year. You might be in your fifth year, 10th year, 15th year. You still have a long way to go. Why not save money every month? That's found money at a time like this. Pretty good thing to find. They've been doing it in an average of 19 days. 10 for most of our people, 10 or less. And they've got 1,200 five-star reviews, over 1,200 five-star reviews. Go to, what's the new place people are supposed to go?
I believe it's, oh boy, hang on. Let me get it right. Sorry.
David Hall Mortgage.
I think that's what it is. DavidHallMortgage.com/Drew and Mike.
Okay.
Or you can just go to our page and click on the link.
Click the link, fill out the form. They get back so fast. 248-308-5000. I just emailed with David Hall. He says they're doing fantastic right now. Hall Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 1467435. And this is the Doofus Church. And it's in Florida, right?
Yeah, Tampa.
Great place to spread it. I mean, why? They have hardly any cases.
Yeah, they don't travel anywhere.
Did they request this music?
Yeah, they're huge Buckley fans.
Excellent. Is this Jeff Buckley?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, is this Hallelujah? That's right.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord.
Maybe they're not going to answer.
Methane do this song.
What's that, Trudy?
I want to hear Methane do this song.
Maybe he did.
Hallelujah.
He's done a lot of songs. maybe we should call Liberty University. They can't not answer the phone, can they?
Hallelujah.
Or these dopes in Lebanon, they were warned not to gather, and they did anyway.
Galatians chapter 3.
You know, that Liberty University degree is worth a lot, by the way. It is so credible, for sure.
This,
sorry for the sarcasm.
No. Apologize.
I mean, it's worth dying.
They're all going to be dead anyway.
I love how this church in Lebanon thinks it's exempt from it's exempt from being an asshole, I guess. I mean, they can be assholes and they're exempt somehow. Doesn't matter. How could a church, if you're told not to gather by the health department? Pretty ballsy.
For online programs,
this is Liberty.
Press 1. For residential admissions, please press 2.
What?
For online programs, if you are an undergraduate student, press 1. If you are a graduate student, press 2.
I don't think they probably don't care about.
If you are an undergraduate,
if it doesn't involve money for them, they don't have a response.
Liberty University's Office of Resident Admissions. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes. If you have a Social Security or student ID number, you may enter it now. If you have a student ID number, please do not enter the letter L.
These things are just designed to rub people out, aren't they?
Yeah.
Speak with financial aid, student accounts, or one of our support offices.
I'm just going to smash 0.
One. To speak with undergraduate admissions, press 2.
I'm just smashing 0.
To speak with financial aid, student accounts, or one of our support offices.
Oh, my God. How many zeros?
Ask an admissions representative how you can visit campus for college for a weekend.
It's a trap. There's no way out.
I'm going to end up back in the main menu.
We will be with you shortly.
Oh.
Hey, look at that. Smashing buttons helps. Get stuff to happen.
Thank you for calling Liberty University. Office of Resident Admissions. This is Nicole speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Nicole. This is the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit, and we were just calling to see if the school was reconsidering opening up again with the coronavirus situation.
And are you speaking in regards of this fall, or do you have a student who is currently attending?
Yeah. There are some students currently attending that I've got, 5 kids by 4 women, and 3 of them are at Liberty, and they're concerned about the coronavirus. And I heard some kids have symptoms already, and so they didn't want to go back. They were nervous.
Yeah, I completely understand those concerns. Hey! The Virginia government actually just put out new regulations for sort of a stay-at-home recommendation act.
Oh, so you're sending the kids back home?
So current students right now have the option to not return. They can continue their classes completely online for the remainder of the semester.
Okay, so that was a pretty bad idea to invite him back then, I take it.
As far as this fall goes, everything is still on track for the fall. We're hopeful that sort of
I was talking about right now, because weren't they inviting the kids back right now?
So the students are, they don't have to leave. We are recommending that they complete sort of some information just stating whether they'd prefer to stay on campus or be off campus. Some of our majors are opting
confused.
To stay.
Why would you stay, though, with the gathering of lots of people? That would seem to give you a better chance of getting the coronavirus.
Correct. And so we are, as far as students who have to stay, it's students like nursing majors, medical majors.
So they're going to get it anyway, so whatever. Okay. I get it.
So that's actually not the case. We are accommodating based on the social distancing guidelines of having no less than 10 people in a gathering. So those classes are going
to be... No less than 10 people? There's got to be 10 or more in a gathering?
I apologize for my wording, sir.
Okay.
There are going to be 10 or less people in any gathering that happens on Liberty's campus.
So each dorm has less than 10 people?
And this is only going to be for labs. Students who have to meet for labs or nursing majors that have to meet in person for classes. And again, it will be 10 people or less. And this is just allowing them to fulfill their education the way it has to be done so that they are not delayed in receiving their degrees.
Yeah, but most schools just said, you know, we would never take a chance on health, so we're just going to dismiss everybody right now. No exceptions. Not up to
you. And if you do have further concerns, again, I'm not the one making these regulations on our campus.
I know.
But I can offer you some contact information if you'd like to voice those concerns.
Are his daughters allowed to move back into their dorm right now?
Students can
I should be back in school.
Into their dorm. That's correct.
Oh, they can come back. Good, because she's just been itching to get back.
I should be back in school.
Okay, Greta.
It seems like a bad idea. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll see how it goes, and hopefully nobody gets the coronavirus. It seems maybe it's being blown out of proportion by the media. I don't know. It's crazy.
How many people in each dorm? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, how many people in a dorm? Do you know offhand?
Do you mind if I just place you on a brief 2 to 5 minute hold?
2 to 5 minutes? I don't got time for that.
That's a long time. Listen, thank you so much. We'll have to decide based on whatever the head of Liberty Baptist thinks. We'll just go with that. Thank you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
See you.
Liberty. Oh, my
well,
God.
She was great. I mean, no, stupid.
I felt sorry for her, honestly. Yeah. It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
She wanted to agree that it's really dumb.
She can't.
What am I supposed to do? This is my job.
How many people do you think they have in each dorm, though? I mean, you can only have one to a dorm, right?
A dorm room.
Didn't the story say 1,900 students coming
back? I thought it was more than that.
Okay.
Because she says people who are there can stay. Why would they not send everybody the fuck away? What are they trying to prove?
We don't want to not graduate on time. We don't care if a few die. God forbid they don't graduate on time.
The one story I was reading said that he doesn't believe in germs and virus and science.
Fallout? For sure.
I guess, yeah.
Sorry you died.
Oh, boy.
He does believe in money, though. He really believes in that.
Yes, he does.
Really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I was reading about one of his investments in... it's some younger dude who it seems hangs a lot with Jerry Falwell and his wife.
Yeah.
And they invested a bunch of the school's money in it's like a hotel in Miami, and turned out it was super gay friendly, which is not really quite in line with Liberty University.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together.
Seemed a little off brand.
Is that where Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist went? Boy, what happened to that guy? Is he still in rehab?
Oh, yeah, he's in rehab. He's in rehab for drinking, even though he was doing meth.
It's nice.
Well, got all that.
Are we talking about
the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gubernatorial candidate.
I don't think we ever did the follow-up to that story where they released all the pictures of that room. There was a lot of stuff happening in that room.
I don't think I don't think I saw the pictures.
Well, you didn't?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, stop everything.
Well, in the meantime, when he's looking, you want to quickly pray away the coronavirus because Kenneth Copeland has a message for
COVID.
Yeah,
he's the one that Lisa Guerrero challenged when he was begging for money for his private jet when he already had three and he had given one away. But he said he needed a faster jet to spread the word of
Father
God.
Father, bless Lisa today. Thank you for her grandparents. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to know her.
Well, check this new video out today because he sure tells COVID what's up.
And he's not socially distancing.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan. You destroyer.
I love your eyes.
You killer. You get out. You break your power. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Does COVID-19 hear?
Yeah.
So it can hear this diatribe?
I call you done. I call you gone.
Gay.
You come down.
Fucking shit.
From your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the garden.
You tell them.
You will destroy. Through COVID-19. No more!
No more. No more.
It.
No more.
Is. Finished.
Coronavirus!
It.
So we have nothing to worry about?
Is. Oh. Over.
Goddamn coronavirus.
And the United States of America is healed and well.
Thank you.
Again.
Also, bye.
How cool is that? It's healed.
I know. We're healed. All we needed was Kenneth Copeland. You know, thanks for getting on board and telling it to get out of here 2 months ago, Copeland. Did you look at the pictures of Lieutenant Governor?
Yeah, I was starting to take a peek at him. looks like there were some...
A lot of pills.
A lot of pills lying around. It's not a very well-kept room.
The bed's not made.
Why is the pillow way over here?
Why do you think?
I don't know. Well, I mean, is there some boofooing going on in this corner?
Or maybe someone wants some knee protection? I don't know.
Hmm. Oh, God.
Small bottle of injectable medicine containing alprostadil. Is that something to make your boner hard or your
wiener
hard?
Yep. That's exactly.
How did I know that? It just sounded like it.
You don't know about drugs when you do?
Because the scene was set. What else would it be?
If it's injectable medicine and it's not meth, it's got to be for a boner.
Oh, it's like injectable, like Harvey's medicine? Yeah, that what he uses, his boner?
Yep.
Exactly.
Oh.
Typically,
it gives you a boner.
Penis hard, no matter how much he tries.
The boner drops are flying over each other.
I know.
It's typically used to treat erectile dysfunction. Should never be mixed with alcohol. Well, he's an alcoholic, so that's a big problem. I hope he's okay. Oh, he's doing meth. That's right. He's just going to rehab for alcohol.
Maybe it wasn't for him. Maybe it was for the hunky escort that was in the room too.
Why is he going to? Seriously, why is he going to rehab for alcohol if he was doing meth? That's really kind of hard to square, isn't it?
He would say he was not doing meth.
Oh, that's right, because meth is worse for a political candidate.
You got it, yeah.
So he can just say that he barely lost the election, and he was so upset he started drinking. And he goes, oh, God, I understand.
Yeah, it makes more sense. People,
but
I guess,
if he's mething out with some gay prostitute, that's not
that's
cool.
That's a little too much, apparently, for people to take, even in Florida.
Well, those covers are sure rustled up. Are they ever going to put that bed back together? Jesus Christ. What happened
honestly,
in there?
They should just close that. They should board that room up. Yes. Anytime you see these stories about the hotels, just board that room up and never, I don't know what, just use it for storage.
Lordy, lordy.
No one wants to know that that happened in that room.
Ugh.
Does it have any 5-star reviews? Have you looked it
up? It's a really nice hotel.
Oh, it is?
I can't remember the name of it.
But only the best for Andrew.
Well, you know.
I was going to mention, Adam, if you're a man facing divorce and you're dreading spending time alone with your wife during the coronavirus, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Oh, Adam has lots of free advice available for you. The virtual office is open, and they're here to help. Go to adamdivorcelaw.com or call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM.
I agree with my wife.
Thanks for coming back aboard. And Luke Nowacki is, of course, looking to help you with finances. And honestly, it's a pretty good time to look at things. It's not a normal time, but it's never a bad time. Mm-hmm. Think about your financial future, and that's what they focus on, trying to put a plan together for you that will allow you to outlive your money. 401ks, what are you in? What should you be in? How often do you check? 529s for the kids' college, whatever it might be. What is your revenue source? Is it just you? Is it you and a spouse? Is it more than that? Whatever it is, share it with Luke Nowacki. They'd love to help you work on that. And many people need a little help. 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Corporate, a member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Corporate, separately owned, and other entities in our marketing names, product services, reference here, independent Reliance Associates Corporate.
And if you give us money, then we'll like give it to other people or something.
And we are still in the DealsInTheD.com studios, although Zot will not be with us in April, unfortunately, because the 30 days now that was announced that we're going to be in the current mode till the end of April, and I think they are going to have limited servicing available, if at all, because there's no business. And, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about that today because, you know, being in small business, whether it's a restaurant or this, I keep thinking, wow, it just, I mean, all, well, we're going to do small business loans and we're going to get these checks for $1,200. And I just find myself going, oh, wow, I just can't believe we're not headed for a really tricky period when we do get things going again. Because I know, I mean, our situation is survivable, but it's tricky. And, you know, you hear a lot of things from other people where it's not quite so easy. I see Macy's laid off $130,000 today.
Yeah. I mean, it really...
You're going to see more of that, too.
Yeah, but it really depends how quick they can reopen, doesn't it?
Yeah, and how quick people are willing to... I mean, some people may either be out of work or they may be worried about being out of work. It's just a lot of... It's just not a bump in the road. When your revenue goes from, you know, X to zero overnight for... how long? I mean, 6 weeks? That's a long time to go to zero.
There have been these really steep, you know me, I like to listen to economist nerds, And they said there's been, you know, V-shaped recessions where they pop down and pop back up, but never on a scale of the whole country. Usually
no, we've
natural
never,
disaster.
We've never been through anything like this.
However, the Mnuchin was today. He said, hey, July will be back. And I thought that was really interesting that he would come out and say, July, things will start popping back. And if you watch the market, the volatility is really down. So I think they're kind of calm, like, okay, we know where we're going. We know where it's going to be. Not that that really helps out small business, but.
July is 3 months away. I mean, that's a whole
sure.
quarter.
Well, no, that's when he said we'd be back to, you know, normalization levels of unemployment and whatnot.
And I did see on CNBC, there are some predictions of 32% unemployment in the nation.
Which would be similar to the Great Depression in the 30s. I mean, they had the 30%
unemployment. What's funny about that. And
for years.
Is that that's the extreme example, mm-hmm. right? And people
right.
point that out and state as fact. But those are a lot of those people, the same people that get mad when you see models that say 2.2 million can die. So they want to use the extreme to fit their narrative on one side, but not the extreme on the science side.
I'm not hearing really much talk about the economy. It's really more about the coronavirus because it's right in front of us. And sort of like, this will, you know, we'll all figure that out when it happens. And this is not. Because the economy was bad, it's because we faced an unusual obstacle. And I understand all that, but I do know this, too, that our restaurant, Mesa, which, by the way, thanks to all of you who've been doing the carry out, either drive up, and they will bring it right out to you, curbside.
Their zesty Mexican margaritas and bean burritos will have you heading south of the border. Adios, everyone.
You know what's so weird about it is that I've been ordering from Mesa myself. I love Mesa's food. I really do. Not because I'm a partner. But driving up and parking right in front of Mesa and having them be my, it's like the first time I did, I was like, oh shit, parking space. And there's no competition for parking spaces in downtown Royal Oak, which is just weird. And I know this, I just know we lost St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. We're going to lose Cinco de Mayo more than likely. We're losing the entire month of April, one of our best months. And this is when we're squirreling money to get through the winter. So I just don't, you know, it's a big if. It's like, you know, how much money do we have to pour into it to make
Wait,
it through?
And get one of those grants.
Oh, we're trying to do what we can. But I mean, is everyone going to get a grant? Is it going to be for enough for to cover what you lost?
And there you go.
I doubt it.
That's the problem, because I think aren't most grants $10,000?
That would not cover it. That would not cover it.
I know. I was surprised when I saw that it was only $10,000.
We had a kind of a tricky conversation too, because some of the partners were saying that they were tapped out, which was not terribly good timing for the other partners.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but then there was, I wonder if they're really tapped out. I'm just saying, I have no idea.
Crossed my mind.
I mean, I would say that even if I wasn't tapped
out.
Well,
I probably should have said it because now it's come up twice.
And
I'm the one that's not tapped out.
Great.
And Matt isn't tapped out either. And so.
What a nightmare, though.
I know. It's just, you know, it's just going to zero.
Yeah.
It's like if we lost 20%, that would be one thing. We could do some things to make it better. But when you go, but actually, the carryout is going better than we thought. It doesn't really make up for everything, but it's really helpful. I mean, I don't know what we'd do without it. Some people have thrown in the towel on carryout, by the way. They've just said, nope, we're just closed. We're making nothing on this.
Oh,
it's just chewing
that.
Up resources. So anyway, and it is nice in Royal Oak that you can just park right in front of Mesa or any of your favorite Royal Oak restaurants that are doing carryout. But, you know, it's tricky. So I just don't know how. You know, when I hear these explanations that, oh, we got this bill, we got small business, blah, blah. And then I read in the paper today, there's a story about this couple, and she lost her job, and I think he lost his job, and their kid's 10th birthday is coming up, and of course, that just pulls the heartstrings, like you're thinking of this kid getting shit.
Mm-hmm. They take our job!
I know, Annie's got her second birthday. She's not getting anything.
She's getting a lump of dog shit, probably, like this 10-year-old. It's terrible.
Annie.
She'll get nothing. And she'll love it.
Annie gets her share of use of my washing machine, too.
That's true.
That's a big present. That's
she was
important.
Very happy when
she'll
she
appreciate that.
So my washing machine broke. I was working on it all morning, and of course, I can't fix anything. So Julie brought over the wet towels that were in there so I could use Drew's washing machine. And Charlotte was so bummed, she wanted to come in and see Layla.
Oh,
she had to get home.
Layla doesn't have coronavirus.
No, it wasn't that they needed to get home, and she wanted me to tell Layla that she loved her.
Oh, how sweet!
That was very nice.
Layla and Meg.
Meanwhile, Annie would have just torn this place up because she's a maniac.
Well,
I'm just glad they got out of the house, even though it wasn't in the car, because they're just driving everyone nuts.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people. I was curious, though, to hear from, because we have a lot of small business. I mean, small business is such a big part of it. That's why
I got to come up with something else. They're not going to let all these small businesses fail. There'll be a retraction of some, but they're not all going to fail.
I just, you know, there's a lot of people who operate on a certain string, and
sure.
It's, I don't mean to be pessimistic. I just have a hard time believing that a lot of people aren't going to be hurt badly by this. And
don't you think the Fed will just keep dumping more money out of the magic bucket?
But if you think of how much money has to be dumped to save all these people to make them square.
Yeah.
That amount, I can't even imagine what that amount is.
They print the money, though.
Well, and then you got, there are issues, though, inflationary issues and deflationary issues.
As long as people don't
keep printing money.
Well, no, but most of that money is going to go to paying off loans and bills that are due. So it's all about credits, not about buying the tangible goods right now.
Well, we'll see.
How is the auto industry going to make ventilators and all that stuff with staff that, I mean, they're allowed to bring people back in, put them to work doing that?
That's a great question, Trudy. I'm just really baffled by some of the people that have told me they're working, and they're kind of baffled too. They're going like, this doesn't seem terribly essential to me, and I don't really like being around, 10 or 12 people every day.
No, you're right.
I don't know. I have to believe there's a little stretching of, the typical situation. This is so weird. I mean, honestly, there's nothing in my lifetime that can even compare to it, and I'm sure you guys feel the same way. It's just absolutely crazy. And for me to suggest that I know what's going to happen when it's over with the economy is ridiculous. I just can't believe it's quite as easy as some people are explaining it. Looking at my own situation, which is really pretty good. I mean, we've got really loyal advertisers. And We have pretty loyal customers, and people have been real nice about it. And me talking up the restaurant on the podcast, which helps, hopefully.
It's just weird because everything just hit stop.
I know. It's insane. It's something you could never have anticipated this.
You know what's funny? Yesterday, I was telling
you. We may have been able to anticipate.
I was telling Brandon this.
You anticipate the business of shutting down.
From
your revenue going from here to zero. I mean, even if it was anticipated, it still would have been dramatic. Maybe not as dramatic.
Who did we pay to anticipate that? Because I want those people fired. And I don't want them on the front page of the paper, too.
Their picture probably will show up somewhere. But, look at the UK. They're just shutting down now.
Yeah.
I'm baffled by that. Why are their hospitals not full of people? Why are they not screaming about ventilators? What is different in the UK?
Give it a few days.
The fact that they didn't shut anything down means that people would still have it, be getting it. They'd be sick.
That's what I mean.
So
give it two weeks and we'll see.
No, but why would they be so far behind everyone else? I find it hard to believe they would be.
Leadership. I mean, Boris Johnson was very insistent that they weren't going to shut down and that it's okay. And, you can do herd inoculation with this.
Oh, no, I understand all that. What I'm saying
is why they're behind
people,
the ball.
That's a very traveled London is an international city. It's the most international city. I know it's one of them. People are coming there from all over the place. There has to be coronavirus in that country in a big way.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
So why aren't there people? Why aren't the hospitals loaded up like ours and like Spain's and like Italy's? And I mean, what up?
Because they have universal health care.
So people never get to the ventilator?
No, I don't think that's it at all.
I mean, isn't it kind of strange? I'm just asking. I don't know.
Maybe they do stockpile ventilators.
Maybe they're immune. Maybe people in England are immune somehow. Does anyone else wonder about this?
Oh, I just think it's a matter of time before their numbers just go through the roof.
But why would they be so far behind?
You mean their numbers? Because they haven't been testing people.
No, I mean the people that are really, really sick. Like the people in Italy, like the people here, like the people in Detroit, like the people at Beaumont, like the people in New York, like the people in Florida, the people in Louisiana. Why would their hospitals not be overwhelmed like everyone else's if all those
people are sick?
They've been in giant crowds. They just stopped crowding. I mean, they've been doing their normal thing. So what's going on there?
I don't know.
I don't either.
If methane would answer our call, maybe we could find out.
I know.
There is another place open down in Florida. That one story I showed you. if we want to try calling them. I don't know how
late. Oh, the Lagoon?
Yeah.
It's a big party place, and they seem to have no idea. Apparently, people are immune there, too.
I got to say, judging by the man on the street that they interviewed, I don't know if I'd want to go there if there wasn't coronavirus.
It's not the first string group of people I would hang out with. They'd be a little deeper on the depth chart.
I mean, the Lagoon looks very nice. It's in Gainesville, so it's the middle of the state.
I don't even know why.
What's that? What are you saying?
Why people go to the Lagoon, honestly. It doesn't look that nice.
The beaches are closed, man.
TV20's Landon Harris shows us what visitors are saying about social distancing and why they made the trip to the Springs.
Hundreds of people came to the Springs, but visitors say it's still less crowded than usual.
I feel like there's probably a little bit less than normal than would be, because usually it's like packed everywhere, but I can tell that people are kind of distancing themselves from others. So.
Now, as she's saying that, they showed a group of people around a barbecue, probably 15 of them just hanging out, drinking together. So
more than I expected to see, not more than usual, though, a whole lot less than usual. But everybody seems to be keeping their distance from each other and, you know, sanitary. So
no,
it should be a fun weekend.
Most say they've seen.
It should be noted that guy is wearing a captain's hat, like from a yacht.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I like the hat.
Examples of social distancing, but many also seemed not too worried about keeping 6 feet apart.
Honestly, some guy came up to our camp and was like getting like really close to us. And I was like, dude, back up. And he was like, what, you're in chat whole social distancing thing? And I was like, yeah, like, this is our camp. You gotta, like, chill out, dude.
Honestly, I feel like at this point, it's survival of the fittest. If you feel like you're scared and should be home, then stay home.
Cool.
I'm not sick, and I don't feel like anybody else that would come out here would be sick. Risk takers beware, I guess.
Absolutely.
You know? Everyone we spoke to says keeping Ginny open is a good thing, especially as a morale booster.
Just something to do. I've actually been laid off from work, so I've had 2 weeks where I'm just stuck in the house. I needed something, have some fun, so I came with some friends.
Because people are just stuck inside all day. You know, kind of helps the economy. We're buying beer at the local gas station, gas, you know, we're doing stuff. So gets people jobs and staff and stuff.
Technology and stuff.
A call to Ginny Springs shows the park is open and operating under normal park hours. However, there is no option to speak with or leave a message for administration over the phone.
Well, that's nice. We're not going to call them then.
TV 20 News.
Just collect the money.
Wow. I was about to bone my girlfriend out at the lake, but the mosquitoes were going crazy, and she said there was no way.
That dude's dying ASAP.
Okay, you know, I hate to compare this to World War II and fighting the Germans, but
a lot of similarities, though.
Yeah, well,
the mobilization,
the need for everyone to be going the same direction. Why is it that so many people are not going in the right direction?
I don't know.
I mean, there's got to be. I mean, I think it's something that needs to be examined. It's not that it surprises me. I mean, I think the political part is a big part of it.
Well, I think today you can find a lot of confirmation bias online, especially to fit however you want to feel.
Well,
every human being's guilty of it.
I was going to say, obviously, the internet and the fact that there is so much bad information out there from so many places and people, wanting to believe what they want to believe. But doesn't this also have a lot to do with social media and the fact that everyone has a voice? Everyone thinks they know so much.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks, I stay up on things. I read a paragraph about 500 different things a day.
I just don't understand why people.
I mean, everyone's.
I just don't understand why people don't want to believe scientists.
Well, because they do their own thing, and they've got their own following, and they've got their own voice. They don't need to hear the other voices. They've got their own voice.
Besides, scientists are being buzzkills now, so that's why.
Has science ever kissed a woman, or won the Super Bowl, or put a man on the moon?
Oh,
science.
Do you want to hear from the toilet seat licking influencer who was on Dr. Phil?
Oh, this is the one that didn't get coronavirus, right?
She is not yet. I mean, come on. She's going to die sooner.
No,
or later.
She announced that she was on a private jet and she actually disinfected the toilet seat.
And for anybody that hasn't seen Dr. Phil lately, it's worth turning on for the first 5 minutes to watch his. And Trudy, I know you'll appreciate this because I think you first pointed out how slow he is. He is doing the show from a man cave. Let me cue that up too, because that's a different one.
First off, the
most annoying man cave I've ever seen, but he takes forever to walk to get to his seat. It takes like 5 minutes. Here's the influencer with him.
21-year-old Ava is a former guest who once told me she wanted to be Insta famous.
I invited her to join me on this Zoom session where I'm sitting in my kitchen because I'm respecting all of the guidelines saying stay at home. So I've rigged something up where I can talk from my kitchen because
you rigged
I want
it up.
To talk to y'all about this. You mean, I feel like I have a responsibility to do so. So I invited her to join me on this Zoom session from my kitchen because she recently made news headlines after she posted herself doing something very unhygienic while on a plane to Miami for spring break during the coronavirus.
I really feel this chick is trying to become the next Catch Me Outside.
Good to talk to you again. How are you doing?
I'm good. How
are
you?
She already on,
well,
too?
Well, I'm okay, and I've got a question. What the hell How were you that? Thinking when you're licking a toilet seat on an airplane on the way to spring break when the country shut down?
One, I had way dirtier things in my mouth that whole spring break. Two, I bleached that. Three, private plane. I flew down on my sugar daddy's plane with my best friend. So, really, it wasn't that dirty.
Can we drop a bomb on this whole Zoom, this particular Zoom?
Yeah, can someone just disconnect it so they can talk to each other?
You also say you did it to show that there's no danger and everybody shouldn't be concerned. So if there's no danger and everybody shouldn't be concerned, then why did you bleach it?
How about that? I bleach it because, you know, like people like poop on there. That's why I bleach it. Like, you know.
Well, you didn't say that.
Who poops on the toilet seat?
And lick it. I'm going to clean it like it was in a lab, and then I'm going to bleach it. So you lied to people.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what the media is doing, I think, with this entire virus. obviously, it was a social experiment more than anything else. Like, obviously,
no more voice for you.
I was like really annoyed that Corona was getting more publicity than me because I currently have like a song going viral right now, and no one was covering it. Oh, so fuck. I decided to hop on the Corona wave. But I just did lie to people. Yeah, I did. And it did exactly what I thought it was going to do. Like, it's funny because I created the fake news myself as like, I feel like I definitely represent like the whole Gen Z population. And I'm not terrified of this. I basically took things that your generation and boomers are scared of, and I capitalized off of it, and it made mainstream media. So I'm sure there was government officials freaking out about it and things like that. I literally,
and you're proud of that.
I manipulated headlines in the political, like
she is
like,
so smart.
Jeez, I had brilliant. Meghan McCain talking about me.
I hope being hot has anything to do with her following.
I gotta tell you, her lips are enormous. She's not that hot.
Oh, she's
good. My God, do you ever stop talking?
She's got a body.
Look her up. What's her name?
Is it Ava something?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Just Ava, that's all she goes by. Drew, did you see Dr. Phil's man cave?
Ava Louise.
Yes.
So she's a sugar baby then.
Yep.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where guys just pay her because she probably, you know, goes down on them.
Yeah.
Hashtag slut.
Exactly. Thank you, Brandon.
Well,
she said that it wasn't that the toilet seat wasn't the dirtiest thing in her mouth that weekend. That means she was probably just gobbling wieners.
Nice knowing that sugar daddy's penis is dirtier than a toilet seat.
Oh God, Jesus.
I
private plane though. I mean,
Drew's ready to check out.
I know. I just want her eliminated. I want her off social media. I want her following to stop following her.
She's the voice of Gen Z.
Yeah, she's got a powerful voice. She really, really expresses herself well. I was so impressed. I'm kind of done a 180 on the whole thing after hearing her. Oh my God! And to think that, you know, people pay this idiot to post things,
yeah,
because she has a big following. She's an influencer.
Yep.
And
but she's also the answer to your question of what kind of person doesn't listen to other people.
Yeah, somebody that knows it all.
Yeah,
somebody knows it all. And if you have 2 million people following you, yeah, you might start thinking that you know a lot of stuff you don't know because you've got a nice set of boobs and, you know, she likes to, I'm sure Emily Ratajkowski thinks she knows a lot of stuff she doesn't know. I saw her, she posted, oh, Emily Ratajkowski flaunts her beautiful abs in this picture to, I forgot why it was, I mean, it's like 2 days ago, but she has one every day.
Yeah.
So anyway, a lot of Instagram people are complaining that they're not getting any posts, not making any money.
Well, there's and a lot of people not making any money right now.
I'm thinking, I know, but for them to complain about it, really?
Pretty annoying.
Hey, though, hey, even though the influencers might be hurting a little bit, Cameo, which I thought was going to dive, has actually spiked because there's so many celebrities at home right now who are just bored to tears. So, hey, why not jump on board and make some extra cash? I have a slew of them today.
My personal feeling is that if there's a reckoning with the economy, if it doesn't go back to where it was, and I think that would be very difficult. I mean, anything's possible. But if there is a recession, I think Cameo will have a hard time with that. They're going to lose a lot of discretionary income on Cameo.
You think that's the first thing people will cut?
I think they'll cut it pretty quickly. But yeah, Brandon, I saw the list. And, you know, again, it's like Jack Osborne. Okay, let's put ourselves in a normal world where people are scrapping for jobs and stuff, which we haven't been used to the last 8 or 9 years, really.
Yeah.
$45 to have Jack Osborne do a shout out for you? Really?
Hey, Charlie, happy 30th birthday. you made it. 30 full rotations around the sun.
What's wrong with Charlie?
Now, I don't know if you know this, but Steve and I, we actually go way back. Twas a simpler time when him and I were friends.
All right, blah, blah, blah. That's clever. Yeah, $45 bucks for him. Jeez. How much $30 for her.
Oh, hey, Lisa Lampanelli. Ken, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the former queen of mean, now the queen of meaning. And I have been asked by your lovely daughters, Amanda and Jessica, to wish you a very happy 58th birthday.
How could Jack Osborne cost more than Lisa Lampanelli, who actually carved out her own career? Pretty successful, too.
Yeah.
How about this kid? Remember this dude?
What I'd love to do is go out and eat with my family and have fun and eat good food.
And fire off the N-word.
NFL. And I can't wait to get some special shout-outs to special people.
I'll pop these guns out for you, nigga!
That kid somehow was on there.
How much was he charging, Brandon?
Was it 30?
Yeah, I think it's 30 bucks.
It's about 25.
What's up,
much.
Rick? This is Tori Hunter. I just want to wish you a happy 45th birthday. I know you're an Angels fan, so I want to thank you for being an Angels fan.
Hey, I love Tori Hunter. I like him too. 50 bucks.
But really? Does he need 50 bucks? He must be really bored during coronavirus.
Well, wait, because I mean, we're starting from the cheapest to the most expensive here. So we'll see which ones are the most bored at home. Let's see. How about this one? This one's from Mark.
Oh, well, this is definitely one. This one's worth it. It's G Love.
Yo, this is G Love coming at you live for quarantine. Shout out to my boy Brian and his rodeo class.
Nobody even knows who this is, though.
Hey, he's doing a full song for this person, though.
Sounds like a number one hit.
It's a great song.
Quarantunes, though, that's catchy.
$50, man.
And then for $75, Drew, you can get this one.
I'm Lisa Leslie here. I know it's a tough time.
WNBA star.
And we're all inside. And
why were you so mean to Gail?
Unfortunately, some of our children and everyone.
She knew Kobe Bryant, so I think I'm going to buy one. They were friends.
Why don't you buy one for Kobe and just see if she'll do it.
What'd she charge, Brandon?
$75.
That's more than the minimum WNBA salary. So that's not bad. Good for her.
Jared, Jesse, thank you for the support over all the years, man. I'm glad to be able to entertain you guys for that amount of time I was here in Detroit.
Introduce yourself.
Greg, how you doing, man? Danny and your mom hit me and told me that it is your
All right, it's Kelvin Johnson. It's Megatron. He doesn't do a very good job of introducing himself, but $135. That's great.
Shows you how humble he is. He doesn't even introduce himself.
Yeah, man.
Rod Woodson's on here. He's actually for $150.
Oh, this one's killing me, this next one.
How about this one here? Oh, yeah. Sexy.
Oh, Dolph.
Teresa, a message from Rachel and Anthony. They love you. They just want to tell you that everything you've done for their family is great. Your love and support means
so
a lot.
It's so stupid. I just can't get over how stupid this is every time I see these.
So they just want to wish you all the best and also my best wishes, Teresa. Have a great day.
Dolph Lundgren's $200. And finally today, Akon, the rapper, is $444, and he's making a ton of them. So he's actually killing
us. Wow, he is.
Tizzlell, what's going on, man? This is your boy Akon. Listen, for me, from me, you forever got my support, man. For someone like you who would tat me on
you. $444,
like,
you better.
I don't even know how else to describe how much love
Jagger
I have to
Jagger is $4,400
of
mine.
I love you. I have no choice because you love me just that much.
Akon, 444 bones. That's
okay. Why?
I bet it's killing Mick Jagger that he can't be out gallivanting with my $4,400 because of coronavirus.
Oh, he's pissed that money away.
Sitting on all my money, can't do a fucking thing with it. He will. Okay, so that's great. Good for all those people.
Glad they're doing fine.
Yeah.
And Heather, don't forget her, Locklear.
Oh, Locklear's was her message
not,
on Instagram.
Not a cameo, but.
No, and her message was, it was really dumb. It was
doesn't it seem like it sort of leaves something out like, by the way, I was really fucked up for a while, so fucked up, and I'm a lot better now.
Drew, the first thing she says is she thanks all the first responders, which is nice and all, except my first thought was, didn't you bite one of them when they showed up to your house?
She assaulted like three cops.
Yeah, so OJ's got a new message out there, too. It's probably not worth playing because he just rambles for about 4 minutes about sports and how do these sports guys talk about stuff right now? But he also thanked the first responders. And once again, it's like, you mean like the first responders that showed up when you murdered your
wife?
Yeah,
the ones that you claimed tried to frame you for murder when you bled from the murder site all the way to your house?
Do these people not understand that? Or is he just blocked that whole...
Called them all racists?
...incident? Does he just not think that happened
no,
in his
it's
mind?
Doesn't. There's just no connection in his head. Whatsoever. You know, for another good laugh, I was looking for just things that are completely off topic, and somebody sent me this angry grandpa.
Oh,
and it's grandpa, and he's trying to get out of a parking garage, mm-hmm. and he's got two of his grandkids in the car, I believe, who are just falling down laughing as this thing goes on. It's I think you can without the video, I don't think you need the video.
Actually, you're not. It doesn't have an amount for you set up.
No, ma'am. What am I doing here? I want to get out of here.
Okay.
You said 30 cents for cars, right?
No, sir.
What, ma'am?
That's his grandson laughing at him.
All these people are lying from.
Okay, I'm terribly sorry, sir. It's 70
cents. Okay. All right, 70 cents. I still can't put the quarters in.
Okay.
For a dollar.
I got a quarter.
He's an old timer, huh? Here. Just
the quarters will not go in the slot.
The quarters, why won't the quarters go in the slot?
Now.
They're blocked.
Yes.
Now they're unblocked.
I didn't have a price put up there yet.
Oh, all right, well, I didn't know. How do I get the Burns? How do I get that 94?
I-94.
Follow the signs on the toll, follow the signs upon exit, sir.
Okay, are we done now?
You have 20 more cents.
You said 70 cents. I put in three quarters.
Okay, one must have fallen through.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, it did fall through. Oh, God damn. This is unbelievable. Okay, all right. It fell through again.
Fell through again.
Hoo-ah.
I don't have another quarter.
Okay, try to string that one more time.
Oh, dear God. I did it again. Ma'am, all these people are waiting here. There's another quarter.
Well, they put the quarter in, old timer.
What the Sam Hill? What?
I'm amazed, Drew, that he never swears in it.
He does at the end.
He does?
Yeah.
Joe, do we have another quarter anywhere? What is going on here? Yeah, I got a dollar bill.
He's digging into his shorts. Very tight short shorts.
I don't understand this. I got the whole world behind me for some nickel now. Not my. Dollar bill. Which way? You want the dollar bill?
Which way do you want the dollar bill?
Here's the dollar bill.
Don't you go dying on me.
Damn, Nikki, stick it in there.
I don't think I'm going in there.
Huh? It goes in there, right?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, get it in there.
It won't, I don't know.
Man, I'm having a heart attack here.
I'm having a heart attack.
Let me pull forward and give me the money. That's where the dollar bills go, right here.
Yes, sir.
Well, I put the money in there.
Your dollar. Did it spit the dollar back out of you?
No, it didn't go in.
Okay, I'm terribly sorry, sir.
I love that these kids are laughing instead of helping them.
Okay, but the president
is
facing the ground.
What? I can't help it. God bless it.
Uh-oh.
What the hell's the matter with this damn machine? You already took... God damn son of a... How much money I put in there already? I put in 3/4, didn't work.
It would take the last quarter, and I only have 20%.
Dear God!
Yeah, now it's working.
Keep your dollar, you get your dollar back? No. Yeah, you got your dollar.
But why doesn't the light come on?
Take the change.
Bro, I don't even want the goddamn...
Oh, he left his change.
Up your ass. Stupid motherfucker! The goddamn quarter didn't work!
He's so pissed.
What kind of grief do I have to have? Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's unbelievable. I saw you put the quarter and the guy came up.
I was just saying, God almighty.
Oh, poor grandpa.
Angry Grandpa's been around for a bit. He's a funny guy.
Oh, Angry Grandpa? Is that he's done some other ones?
Well, I think,
his
yeah,
grandchildren
I think
love taping him.
His grandkids basically started a YouTube page for him. They've just
really?
Been following around and kind of a nasty family, farting all the time, smoking in the house and burning stuff.
Gross.
Oh, that reminds me.
Are they from around here, though? Because he was trying to get to 94.
Yeah. I don't know.
Really? Oh, cool.
Could be. Somebody sent me a video of this grandpa. He's really heavy, and he just lets out these ridiculous farts. And I would look for it, except I think we've had plenty of farts today. That seems to be the people who complain about farts on the show, they've resorted now to saying, okay, I realize there are going to be farts on the show. Do they have to be, I mean, does the show have to go from fart bit to fart bit to fart? Could you just have one and then move on?
They've accepted it.
At a small level.
I will say quarantining for Brandon has really lessened your farts.
Oh, no. They just haven't been coming up on the microphone. I've been respectful. I don't want you guys to...
First off, I've seen you stand up a few times and try to fire them in, but they don't...
That's
just...
not true. You've seen me stand up to do other activities here in my studio.
What's Brandon's background now?
It's the everything's on fire, but he's totally fine drinking a cup of coffee.
Okay. I still don't understand.
I can change it to whatever you want, man.
Why can't I have a background?
I think it's because of the stuff behind you. You have the door. You have stuff on the walls. You have the pole. I have a nice solid back drape so I can.
We also don't have enough computing power in here.
I see.
Because we have too many computers running. That's why I can't have a background either.
By the way, today would have been opening day in Detroit.
Yeah.
Which... that really brings it home, doesn't it?
Thankfully, the newspapers have done simulations so we can read about the game that didn't happen.
Cool.
Do you know they've been doing that for every game? They've been simulating.
I know. They must be so bored over there.
Well, what do they do?
I know. What's Sean been doing, Sean Windsor?
Sean's a columnist, so he can find things to write about. His last column.
Sean, of course, from the Soul of Detroit.
Yep.
Is the Soul of Detroit recording tomorrow?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. But Charlie's getting all kinds of publicity with this Tucker Carlson interview.
Yeah, it's getting picked up because Tucker said that Joe Biden will not be the Democratic candidate.
I've been reading a lot of people saying, why isn't Cuomo, why don't we just go with Cuomo?
Does he want to? Does Cuomo
I don't know.
Want to?
I don't know.
No one said that. Who said that?
I mean, who wants to be president?
I don't know.
Who wants to be president in that manner?
Who wants to be president? I think you're out of your mind if you want to be anything like right, that.
I suppose.
I swear to God, you can't love your family if you want to be president.
But just
you
so
can't
you,
really
just
love
so
your
you family. Know, the virtual Tigers did win opening day.
Oh, good.
Oh, awesome.
Did Miggy get a couple hits?
They're 2-2 overall. That's pretty impressive for them.
Okay.
Congratulations and go Tigers.
They won 4-3 in a virtual sellout.
Excellent.
They actually can watch the replay of the game, which is pretty silly but kind of fun.
I finished watching Tiger King, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
How'd you like it?
I'm uncomfortable with all those people because they're hideous.
I know it is a scary group of people. I do think Meth Storm gives them a run for their money in terms of White Trash Fest.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if I could watch that all the way through. I'd have to take a break in between. But yeah, they're they're terrible in so many ways. The like almost pedophilia that's going on, the abuse of the animals, the Mark, you're making a face.
Well, I'm just trying to think almost pedophilia. Or you're talking about Joe Exotic marrying like these young dudes.
Yeah. And Bob One and his really young group of women.
Yeah, he's fine. He's a great
guy. Oh, they're not that young.
Bogdavon's great.
I don't think.
This is not, okay, it's not pedophilia, but it is taking, you know, I think advantage of people. Well, first of all, Joe and his, you know, his followers just wanted meth. So they're willing to like be his.
I know. They're willing husband? To be gay husbands for him to get meth.
Hey, meth is
isn't that a better way to get meth?
Nope, it's that powerful.
But God. You got to be with the same dude and sleep with him every night. I mean, and being a throuple. They're a throuple.
I know.
Two young gay dudes and Joe.
I got to tell you, his pickup line for the second guy in the marriage is pretty strong, where he's like, you watch porn? He's like, yeah. Do you watch it when do you like when the guy has a big one or a small one? He goes, well, big one. Everyone likes it when the guy's got a big dick. Well, you ain't that straight then. That was his pickup line for the guys. What? Is that guy thinking, oh, I guess I'm not. I better marry Joe Exotic.
Didn't they have a thruple?
The dude was like 18, though.
How could you be heterosexual and be in a thruple gay marriage? And when you see the video of it, it's like, oh, my God. I mean, I just thought it was kind of crazy anyway because you're marrying Joe Exotic, even if you're gay. But then to find out that they're not gay, and the guy has a giant tattoo property of Joe Exotic right above his dick. What the fuck? Meth is not that good.
Which, by the way, spoiler alert, you're at the end, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So he gets it covered up, but yes. Not completely.
Well, I think they were working on it. So they were showing us the progress.
Yeah. Put a tiger over it? Isn't that what it was?
Yeah.
That was
or
a
an
bowl.
Eagle? A ball. That's bowl, right.
That's right.
Yeah. It looked great, whatever it was.
Right next to his balls.
Right above his dong.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Bogdavon, by the way, do you know all the celebrities, like, go to his place and take pictures? Like Beyonce has been there. So is Floyd Mayweather, Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, you're talking like A-list.
Why does it attract A-list black celebrities?
Oh, those three are all black? I didn't know. No, I don't know. Those are the three they named. And then he's in one of Britney Spears' VMA I'm a Slave for You video. Remember when she had the snake around her?
Yeah.
He's on stage because she had tigers too, so Doc Antle's in the background of that video.
Hey, and I had another question. Is it appropriate to reference a teabagging during a eulogy or
for
a guy who shot himself in the head at your place because his life was hopeless?
Yeah, I felt bad for his mom.
Wait, Travis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Travis was the second part of the thruple with Joe.
He was the one that
got with no teeth.
He fell for the pickup line of you like the guys with the big ones. That was Travis.
Okay.
Fell for.
Yeah. And at Travis, his funeral, you know, Joe Exotic was basically, I loved his balls. He showed his balls to everybody. I'd put it by, you know. Yeah. And it was like, teabagging at a funeral, at a eulogy?
Well, it's Joe Exotic. Things are crazy. By the way, somebody sent me an email and pointed out that when...
Oh, here it is. Because it is one of the funniest emails. He writes great emails, too. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes,
this is a great email.
The scene in Tiger King where the girl gets her arm bitten off. There's a great detail in that scene I think you missed. After Joe Exotic finds out about the attack, he changes into an EMT jacket to check out the scene and to announce the zoo is closed.
Well, you said that was your favorite scene when he goes into the gift shop.
Yeah, he goes into the gift shop and says, you're going to hear it on the media. This guy got someone got their arm bit off because they were trying to feed the thing through the fence. I mean, he blames it on them immediately. Yeah, it's not the tiger's fault.
Oh, tiger's being a tiger.
And he talked about the drive-thru safari in Ohio. He went to one just outside Niagara Falls. It was an actual zoo with lions, rhinos, and monkeys, along with all kinds of large animals. You either drive through your own car, pay $10 a person to take their bus, and we took the bus. We sat in front, talked to the bus driver, and she was telling us all kinds of stories. When we drove through the rhino exhibit, she told us one time the rhino went to scratch his horn on the hood of a car driving through and crushed the entire front end of the car.
Oh my God.
I asked her, what happens then? And he laughed and said, it's not the zoo's problem. The people were told they'd be better off taking the bus and signed waivers.
Wow.
Last exhibit was the Monkey Island. There are huge signs warning people driving their cars that you should take the detour and avoid Monkey Island, which most did, but while we were...
But honestly, how can you avoid Monkey Island?
When they tell you to avoid it, you have to go.
With a warning like that.
It's like when they say, well, there's strong material coming on your TV, you never change the dial. No one
does. If anything, you paid closer attention.
You could have a 7-year-old in the room, and you will not change a channel. when we were on it, one car came on. The monkeys destroyed the car, tore the rearview mirrors off, snapped off the windshield wipers, and tore off the weather stripping around the windshield. They couldn't do anything about it. There are gates letting you off the island. The gatekeepers won't open the gates if there are animals near your car. These people had to just sit there until the monkeys got bored and stopped. Bus driver said one time, a pickup truck with one of those canvas bed covers tried driving through. One monkey climbed the roof of the car and jumped on the bed cover like a trampoline. The other monkeys thought it looked fun and joined in. Within minutes, the truck bed was destroyed.
I would love to see video of that. How come nobody was filming that? Did you use a bed cover as a trampoline? A bunch of chimps?
That'd
be cool. That'd be awesome.
And they have a gift shop at the end of the safari that sells replacement windshield wipers. And there's a body shop nearby to fix body damage.
Brilliant.
I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Brilliant.
Oh, boy.
I kind of want to go to
the walking through his house. How many fringy freaking jackets did he need to have? Because
did
you happen to see he has like a coat rack?
Yes.
With about 12 of them.
He did.
12 fringy jackets.
Well, how about those monkeys' wardrobes in Miami? The lady that lives.
Oh, my God. That's Carol. Carol, what's her name? The pedo.
No, it wasn't Baskin. Oh, her wardrobe was fantastic. I was talking about
monkey. She had all the tiger prints or whatever.
I was talking about the
monkey.
The Scarface guy. Yeah, his wife or girlfriend, whatever that is. She had just tons of outfits for her monkeys.
By the way, Carol, did anyone notice when Carol spoke? I swear I thought I was listening to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else notice that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Any more flower wreaths around her head? And I think I would have projectile vomited too. Jesus, those people are seedy.
Supposedly, there's more investigation going into what happened to her husband that she allegedly fed to the tigers.
Yeah, the sheriff's office down there said, hey, all you people that have seen Tiger King, somebody out there knows something else, which is kind of smart of them to do that, right?
Yeah, why not? Well, he's never been found either, although tiger
ate him. That tiger ate him.
He's tiger food.
That's funny. Everybody knows that tiger ate him, yet there's nothing that can be done to her.
And that tiger said that's going to make a really great dump later.
Oh, God, that's right.
Oh, man. This is going to make a primo dump later on.
Actual audio of the tiger.
So here we are in the DealsInTheD.com studios, and last night they had the iHeart at home concert, which I think there's a law that anything like that has to open with Alicia Keys, and it did.
Yes.
So they followed the law.
Well, they need her at this moment, right?
Isn't yes.
that what Common said?
Yes. And it's the Grammys. She does need to get a room with her piano, by the way. I mean, is there any
Your heart is necessary at this time.
Well, I feel like every song she does is 10 minutes long. The song's 4 minutes, and the first six is her just rambling about whatever she's thinking about at the moment while she's playing the song.
But we need her at this time, at this difficult
her
time.
Her heart is necessary.
And then the Backstreet Boys thing was lip-synced. That was not, they were not singing live. That was ridiculous.
Tell me that was not the funniest thing you've seen in a long time, though.
The Backstreet Boys?
Yes, dancing with each other, but while they're all separate.
It was so... so weird.
Well, it's funny you said that about them lip syncing, because as I'm watching it, it's clear that it's
wasn't even close.
The quality's really good, and I'm like, wait, they got to be lip syncing. And then they cut to like Howie, I don't even know which guy it is, the most normal looking one, and his kid, who by the way, I think his kids are pretty soft, is playing drums, and the other kid's playing guitar and singing along. I'm like, you can't hear them. This is so fake. Felt like I was lied to.
No, it was total bullshit.
It was nice that every artist, too, got to tell us, you know,
wash our hands.
No, to wash our hands and thank the first responders instead of playing the songs.
I know there's so much repetition. It's just like when people complain about politics at the Oscars or whatever,
the
and
Grammys.
They complain about the same shit over and over and over.
Yeah.
When someone says something 5 minutes before you don't need to repeat it. Although they didn't know because they were all probably taped, right? I mean, those weren't really live, were
no,
they?
No, no.
And Dave Grohl was great.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah. As was Billy Joe Armstrong. Oh, that you're looking at the scene where Russell
Westbrook and Ciara. Yeah.
No, Russell, the
or
quarterback from
Wilson.
Russell Wilson and Ciara. And the kids are acting up big time in the background. The reason is because they have so many nannies, they don't recognize their parents. So they're confused.
They also have a shitload of toys.
Hey, everybody, this is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Quiet.
I hope everyone is staying healthy. If you love someone, let them know. If you're thankful for someone,
start rocking.
Tell them.
Now.
I'd like to dedicate this song to all the people out there who are on the front lines that are doing their best to get us through all of this. The song is called My Hero.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
Order a hero.
There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes.
Did you guys like Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day?
Yeah, it was great.
I really liked how he's talking to his dogs too.
Yeah, during the song.
I'm being serious. I thought it was kind of, I don't know, charming in a way.
Yeah, he isn't very friendly though. I mean, he's.
There's been a lot of stories about him.
He's a bit gruff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wondered where he was too. That was kind of part of the fun of it. It was voyeurizing everybody's house.
Yeah, I think he was like in the laundry room.
As you're going,
yeah,
by,
it did. Yeah, it looked like he was in his. Yeah.
Does anyone suspect that Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas are married, or at least sleep in the same bed?
They've at least made out
or walk around nude in their house.
Totally. Yeah. No, they're nude all the time together.
Is that rude? I'm just asking.
I don't think it's rude at all.
Seems weird about it.
But the Mariah segment, wasn't that just so way produced? Well, you knew she was never going to be on any kind of a. Without, you know, the full lighting crews and everybody.
No way.
Several cameras. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's only one that walks beside me.
My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me. This is the version of Green Day Brandon does not like. You would have thrown this out your car window by now. Walking down the line that invites me somewhere in my mind. On the borderline of the edge where I walk. It does seem like he's going through the motions a little bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of cold and impersonal.
Well, you know, there's nobody in the room. It's kind of weird.
Doggies.
Doing that. Conan's doing a live show, isn't he, tonight? Or is it live?
Yeah.
It's from his home.
Live from his home. But everybody's doing that now. I know Colbert's back after hiatus doing that, and I think Jimmy Kimmel is too. And John Oliver was back live last night from his, you know, from his own house.
Which was so strange. You're not hearing any laughter. It was just weird. I saw the first show. I didn't see it last night.
I almost wish they did put canned laughter in, but Howard went today, and I didn't hear the quality. Was Howard's quality much better now?
I didn't hear Howard today.
Okay.
I did not. Somebody sent me something about it, and I just want to list it for myself. They weren't real fond of the new show. I thought, back in the studio.
I thought, can I play John Oliver's open? Because I thought his open was actually kind of funny.
Sure.
No one would know if he didn't have an audience.
John Oliver? If they just had canned laughter in there?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
no people might get upset because the social distancing could sound crazy.
No, but Trudy says just fake it. Oh, you mean they'd be mad even if they
before we start,
they
thought,
I don't know.
I want to say a couple of things. As you can see, we're still not back in our studio. We're not even where we shot the last show. We've all been working from home this week, including me. So I'm shooting this at home, alone, with no one else in the room. So you won't hear any laughter tonight. Please don't feel that's at all awkward. It certainly isn't for me. I started comedy doing stand-up in England, so I am more than used to doing jokes to silence. It's actually how I'm most comfortable. Also, we had to shoot this on Saturday, because it turns out everything takes longer to put together when nobody is allowed near each other. I want to thank our staff for working so hard to make this possible. I'd like to thank you for watching and for being patient while we try and put the best show we can together for you. And I'd like to tell coronavirus to go fuck itself. Who am I kidding? Coronavirus doesn't watch this show. It's more of a Bill Maher fan. Now, please enjoy our stupid show.
I don't know. I just thought that intro was really good and pretty honest, too.
I got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
I'd say this would be either Red Shovel or Mort Krim, whichever's easier.
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
A couple powerful tweets. One from Rick Bastuba.
Oh, no.
Righteous Rick.
Okay. Is he going to fight coronavirus?
Close.
If anyone happens to know this prison bitch, Shane Coyle, who is a telephone tough guy hiding behind his computer, will you let him know my offer to fight is open and I'm ready? God, the nasty-ass things this wannabe says to men is real bad. Laugh my ass off, dude. You must truly like me. Arr.
Well, see, now, this is the first mistake of responding and doing something like that, Rick, is now I want to know who this guy is and what he did.
This prison bitch, Shane Coyle?
Yes. I want to know what that is, and I also want...
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Then, right below it in my feed is a tweet from 7 hours ago. Belmont Stakes tweeted out, happy 50th birthday to the legend, the one, the only Secretariat. Video of Secretariat. Tom Mazzaway retweeted with, happy birthday to the athlete that made me fall in love with the sport.
He put athlete on there so because he knew you would see that.
Yeah, I've got to think of what commentary to put on my retweet.
Oh, wait, Secretariat's not still alive, is that?
No.
Why is anybody... Okay, God, I have so many problems. Why are you wishing an animal happy birthday?
It's so ridiculous.
Why are you wishing a dead entity a happy birthday?
The animal doesn't know what a birthday is.
No.
Just like it doesn't know what a horse race is. That animal has no idea it won the Triple Crown.
Been dead None. For 40 years.
It doesn't know it's ever won a race. It doesn't know what a race is.
It doesn't even really know its own existence, I gotta tell you. It just is.
All right,
Also, breaking news.
Oh, really?
The pastor in Florida has now been arrested.
Excellent.
The guy with three names?
Tampa Bay Church?
The Tampa dude.
The river at Tampa Bay Church.
Yeah, Rodney Howard Brown.
Yep. Rodney Howard Brown arrested by the Hillsborough County Sheriff.
And I hope he has coronavirus, too. There's other also breaking coronavirus news. Did you know an inmate at Kwame Kilpatrick's prison tested positive
for coronavirus? So will they let Kwame out since he's nonviolent? Oh, no, he assaulted a police officer.
That's true.
Hell yeah.
I got a text from my wife, too. Your children are basically thrilled you played Frozen, she put it in quotes, Frozen with Toots with Mr. Methane. I guess they were watching Facebook Live.
Wait, we were still on Facebook Live then?
That was the first thing we did.
Okay.
They're laughing so hard. However, Charlotte's upset it wasn't a song from Frozen 2.
What?
That was from Frozen 1. She wants the new stuff.
She wants...
Well, we can't control what he farts to.
And she said, and now there's bad words, so we have to go, thanks, Corona Mark. And Corona Mark is the nickname Charlotte gave me because I left and went to Costco. And when she heard the garage door open, she said to Julie, here comes Coronavirus Mark.
Coronavirus!
So she calls you by your first name like the Condits?
I got news for you. Both of them like to go up to me and go, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Because they know it upsets me. I'm like, I am your father.
Corona Zoobs went to Costco today, too.
He did?
He wore a mask and gloves.
See, I was not going to wear a mask.
Zoobs.
I just couldn't wear a mask. But it's kind of blissful being in there because nobody's saying anything and no one's there.
How far in are we, by the way?
Hour 25. There's a boner line today, too. Brandon's been hard at work.
We're an hour 25 in?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like more than an hour 25.
No.
It doesn't?
No, it feels, if anything, I thought it was shorter than that.
Yeah, about 1 minute shorter than that.
Wow. Yeah, the boner line. Okay. We don't have our boner line sponsor yet, do we?
Negative.
We will have one in another week or so. But yeah. Okay, how's the boner line, Brandon? Are people calling?
Actually, calls are light. There's some good text that I got to send your way that I've been trying to respond to. So if anybody wants to call, hey, it's still there. It took me a little bit of time to get the capabilities to put them together, but rest assured, you call the boner line, I'll try to get you on.
209-66-BONER, and here it is.
Listen up, you Corona dick boners. If you're looking for something good to watch on Netflix, so are the rest of us, because we've blown through every good series and show out there by this point.
Yeah, I've seen that.
If you haven't checked it out already, Mark, Brandon, mm-hmm. I think you guys would enjoy Jean-Claude Van Johnson on Amazon. If you grew up watching 80s action movies like me, I think you guys would get a kick out of it.
Value Sensei.
I was calling about that garbage Bob Dylan JFK assassination song. If you play the Obama and Larry Sinclair song over top of the music, it meshes up quite nicely.
It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63.
Obama and Larry Sinclair.
A day that would live on in infamy.
Had a steaming love affair.
Hey, you need to stop playing Nick Lachey's song. He's such a ball sack. I'm probably going to quit the show if you don't stop playing it.
See ya.
We both know that we shouldn't be here. This feels wrong. No! Baby, it's killing me. It's killing me.
Stop it! Audio separated at birth, Brandon's Kid and Immigrant Song by Zeppelin.
You were listening to the We Are the World remix, the one they redid in 2010. Audio separated at birth. Josh Groban's part, he sounds like Stan Marsh.
We can't go on pretending day by day.
I'm soaring ever higher, but I flew too high.
I've probably had a few too many beers, but I'd be willing to bet $500 that Megan is pegging Harry on a regular basis.
Over the years, my ass has taken a pounding.
I was wondering if you guys could blow in a call to Stan, get an update on the coronavirus in Canada. I mean, he does love the Who.
I love the Who.
Audio separated at birth, actually kind of a crossover on the Red Shovel Network. Sean Windsor on ML Soul of Detroit and Stan.
Bullshit.
I'm actually in the garage.
Okay, bye.
Audio separated at birth. The guy who kidnapped his mortgage broker and Will Forte when he wants to wipe his own ass.
I've been called a kidnapper, an extortionist, a thug.
No! Don't put your finger in your asshole!
I was just calling with the separated at birth, the guy from Dead Man's Line, and he called the shit poop. Guy from Billy Madison.
For $220,000 and for $100,000, you're all gonna die!
Stay safe, y'all, and thanks for the shows you cobble together to entertain us and get us through it all.
And that's it for the day.
I love separate at birth.
Pretty good ones.
Those are all strong.
Yeah, I have more breaking news.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Red Shovel Network breaking news.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
The Drew and Mike Show has reached number 66
wow.
in the national comedy category. I believe that's the highest we've ever been, aside from Mike Clark's death.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. Wow. I know. What the hell's going on? It's only Monday, Tuesday, too. Usually we rank higher at the end of the week, so.
I don't know. Maybe people are running out of things to listen to.
I think that's a problem. Yeah, we are creating content.
Although
a lot of people are not.
ML sent me a link that said people are listening to podcasts are actually down during coronavirus.
Because they're not in their car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, I suppose.
I am nothing without my following.
To some degree. Let's see. See some other... Well, yeah, I see some shows that usually would be a lot higher. So maybe they're not that
good
important.
Good luck with
maybe
the podcast.
They're not that important. Okay, so I mentioned that Macy's dropped 130,000 employees, actually all their employees, basically.
Yeah.
We've already heard that, you know, the big three have already said, executives are going to take half pay, and, you know, we're doing this, and we're doing that, and we might let go of some people. And that's all a big, in my opinion, that's a big PR thing for when they ask for help from the UAW.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because they do it first, and they say, hey, look at all the suffering going on, these executives, and you got to help us out here. Because, you know, their business went from, you know, X to zero, mm-hmm. just like everybody else. And now Thousand City casino workers are about to see their paychecks halted as the three major gambling halls have extended their shutdown through at least mid-April. So a casino, these are casinos. This is a license to print lots of money.
Yep.
And yet they are, because, you know, people that make lots of money, they don't do it by giving people stuff. It just isn't how it works. All three say the pay will cease beyond that, though they pledge to extend benefits through June 30. Oh, nice.
Oh, so kind of them.
They took his job.
And they said this decision was extremely difficult to make.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
That's
sure.
why they made it so quickly.
Sure,
when
they
the
couldn't
money stopped.
Sleep. Yeah, they couldn't sleep last night.
What, have they been shut down for a week?
Yeah.
Okay. Penn National's a family. We deeply regret the hardship this will place on you and your loved ones. We're extremely motivated and focused on reopening our private. Yeah, I know you are. As soon as it is safe and legal to do so.
Oh, those casinos will be full, too, the second they reopen.
So there'll be meaningful pay cuts for people in leadership roles. Board of directors will forego cash compensation. See, that's their way of saying that we're fucking you, but we're going to screw ourselves with it, too.
Doesn't it seem like a casino would be a great place for the virus to have spread?
Sure.
Remember when they were doing every other seat with the slot machines? And
That was the idea that they care, that they were really concerned about this, yet they were open.
Their workers and their clientele.
And they set up drywall between tables or something. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Everybody's
hands are all over everything there. There's absolutely no way to stop spreading.
And people
yelling
all the time.
Chips. Yeah.
It's so nice that that this casino family set up an emergency relief fund for you to contribute to.
Well, just like Pharrell Williams, too.
Yeah. Pharrell Williams got just pounded on because he was asking people to donate to a fund, and people were like, you got $150 million. Fuck you. You give some money. And the Free Press had a story today about, the headline was something like, work stoppage puts pressures on renters, landlords. And it was this, did I mention early in the show? I can't remember if that was on the air or off the air.
Where I think it was off the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mom and dad had lost their jobs, and the 10-year-old's birthday was coming up. I didn't finish the story. That's what happened. And so they were saying that, we can't pay rent anymore. And so they got a letter from their landlord saying, if you're not going to pay rent, then you're going to have to move on. And they thought that was just outrageous. Like, I thought that that everybody was getting lots of money so that nobody had to pay for anything. They were quite, they said the letter was very... wasn't very understanding. I think they felt it was kind of mean-spirited to make them pay their rent or to expect them to pay their rent.
Is their landlord the Taubman group? The Taubman, are they making all their...
Are they foregoing rent? They're not making anybody pay rent?
No, I think they are at all the malls. Yeah.
Yeah. They were actually... the malls were shut down, and they were forcing people. They were asking people. No, they never said you don't have to pay rent. They just... and then I think they sent something on saying, by the way, you are expected to pay rent. Was it subject to our contract or something like that? Uh-huh. Yeah. But so that's nice.
As soon as that came out, we'll work with our client. But they couldn't open because the mall's closed.
So, I think a lot of people have this idea that, everybody's going to be really nice about this because nobody could help this. And so we just have to all...
No, that's not how it works.
Amazon.
I still think, people keep talking about how things are going to be different after this and maybe we'll be nicer and come together. No. I don't think much behavior will change at all.
Amazon workers are talking about a walkout if they didn't have it already.
In
Staten Island and a couple other places. And they want hazard pay, I think. And they also want better working conditions. And, they pay no taxes. Mm-hmm. The owner has more money than anyone in the world, and that's after giving his wife $38 billion or whatever he gave her.
I don't think it was willingly given to her.
No. But wouldn't you think that he could do more than send dick pics and wear cool vests and maybe do a little more for his employees since he pays no taxes whatsoever for his company?
Well, especially since that's one of those core businesses that we need to keep things going.
And it's kicking ass. It's making shit tons of more money than normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
I think they have all the cards, don't they? All those Amazon workers.
Yeah, not sure what cards they do have, to be honest.
They have a negotiating edge there. But they were threatening walkouts before the coronavirus even came along.
They've made a lot of noise about being unhappy for a long time, and I don't think it's led to much, honestly. But that's one of those places where a lot of people will say, hey, for what they do, they're well paid. But I feel a little differently about it. I feel like that company is so profitable, they just got a giant tax cut.
Well, they wouldn't be as profitable if they paid them.
Yeah, true. They didn't pay any taxes, and they got a giant tax cut. So if they ever do pay taxes, they're going to pay a lot less. And it just seems that maybe they could do a little more.
I wish they would pay more, but why would they pay more than what the market bears? I mean, if they're getting people. Well, I mean, isn't that the nature of a business?
No, exactly. It's just... I mean, you'd like to think that they would, because if you look at all the things that we know, for example, they've paid no taxes in 2 years. They make billions of dollars every year. They pay no taxes. And I understand. Oh, they got a big break because of this and because of that. And the owner is the richest man in the world. You'd think they could do a little more. I mean, if he can't do a little more, then how could anybody else?
You think he would do it just from the optics angle of it? Because it just looks like they treat their employees like shit.
Well, a lot of the complaints you're talking about have to do with the coronavirus and the fact that there's not a lot of safety procedures. And that's ridiculous. I mean, that's insane. And also that they have these, you know, like the auto workers have piece counts. They're under a lot of pressure to deliver X number of packages. Yeah. And there's a lot of running around and there's a lot of injuries and things like that. And, yeah, you know, that's life. I'm going to take a break because I'm tired. I thought we were like 3 hours in when you said an hour 25.
Are you going to go take a nap?
Not a nap.
Will you move my laundry?
Spread out. you can take a break when I come back.
I need the laundry.
He's a sleepy guy.
So I'm not here all night.
I wanted to cover. I have a little rock and roll discussion and a good tip, too, if you have Amazon Prime.
A
new movie.
I'm actually hooked in. I want to know what it is.
It's pretty cool. I'll tell you.
And that guy on the Boner line mentioned Jean-Claude Van Johnson. It's actually a pretty funny show where he plays himself, but he's also like a secret agent. It's kind of hard to explain, but it sounds dumb, but it's actually pretty funny.
I'll check it out for sure.
There is a real piece of news going on right now in Macomb County, and I just feel like going under the radar, and that's the prosecutor, now former prosecutor, Eric Smith.
Yeah.
Who resigned today because indicted yesterday on 10 Ooh. Criminal counts from the attorney general for using basically civil forfeiture and taking that money and spending it on all kinds of things. Now, whenever I hear these stories, I always go, gee, what did he spend it on?
Yeah.
And do you remember the story, Trudy, when they were going to his house and taking stuff out? And everyone immediately is like, why are they taking his security system? Like, what's on what's on that security footage? Well, it wasn't what was on the footage. That was one of the things he spent money on.
Oh, no kidding.
Was his own. Yeah, allegedly. I should say that for legal purposes.
And what else?
So investigators found that former prosecutor allegedly. Smith. And other defendants use money to buy flowers and makeup for selected
allegedly
secretaries.
No kidding.
Yeah. Ooh. Which is that really what, you know, civil forfeitures like drug money or, you know, anytime they arrest somebody, even if they're not found guilty, they can, you know, municipalities can claim that. It's supposed to be used on like drug and alcohol forfeiture. It's supposed to be used like reinvested into the police department. Yeah. Not their own personal house and certainly not for flower and makeups for secretaries.
Yeah. But haven't you seen like, I think Farmington Hills for a while had some hotshot cars.
Oh, really?
Forfeitures.
Oh yeah. You mean, like in their fleet and their.
Yeah. Yeah. They were unmarked cars, but they were like super hot and you knew that they were taking them off of somebody.
That's where they got it from.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
They also spent money allegedly on garden benches for staffers' homes, country club catering for parties, campaign expenditures.
Allegedly.
And more. This is, of course, according to the attorney general's office, but he responded that, you know, he's denying all these allegations, but...
they got nothing on me past 92, tops!
After much reflection, I know that for the betterment of my family, my health, and the citizens of Macomb County, it's time for me to step aside.
I didn't do it!
Which I always thought he was a pretty good prosecutor.
Yeah. I remember a day when he was kind of like a hero in a way, right?
Yeah, I don't live in Macomb County, but he always seemed to be on top of it. Was he in charge of the Tara Grant stuff, that murder? Was he all over? Was that right when he came into power or when he first won? I don't know why that's what I'm first thinking of him.
So. Hey, by the way, have you seen Hackle lately, Mark Hackle?
No, I haven't.
I don't know. It's, I think running Macomb County must be really arduous because he looks like he's kind of rugged nowadays.
Well,
one eye is really huge and the other one is small.
Really? Well, don't forget, it's because he's been battling Jim Fouts.
They have that's true.
They have that major battle. You know, maybe that's why his eyes look like that, Trudy, because he's up late with Adobe Selma flare to make these tapes.
That is a valid thought. Yeah. Look at all those screens and stuff.
I know we've said this before, but it's just hilarious to me how stories just get wiped out with this whole pandemic. It's hard to find news that isn't related to it.
Sure. Yeah. You guys, did you cover yesterday the field hospital that's going in place of the auto show?
Yeah, very, very quickly. Yeah. The TC, yeah. Which I'm sorry. I can't call it the TCF Center.
It's Cobo Hall. Yeah. That's pretty scary, you know, like the reality of that.
Yeah, you know, that's not a good look. Usually see those in pictures of the 1918 pandemic.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and they're opening them up in the parking lots of various stadiums and arenas around the U.S., so yeah. It might become commonplace. Yeah.
And in Central Park, too.
I saw that they did that with Central Park, and I just was convinced that was to keep Armie Hammer away from reading poetry. Or other people gathering in Central Park.
But I mean, when they're already looking ahead to the auto show, what was the date supposed to be?
I don't know. They moved it from the coldest day of the year.
Yeah, to like July, right?
Yeah.
But June, I mean, just that anticipation itself of closing down one of the biggest moneymakers in Detroit, where you bring people from all over the world in, just to convert it to, you know, a possible medical facility here. I mean, that shows you that long term they're thinking that this is going to be an issue, and one of the reasons why I had to do my mea corona culpa. And
congratulations on that, by the way. That was brave.
Yeah, it was really
well. It reached a point where I was talking to friends who were nurses. I was talking to friends who were police officers, and I mean, we just so happen to be around Wayne County, Oakland County, where it's two of the biggest counties hit by this in the entire United States.
I said
so,
those friends carry more weight, in their words, than Drew or me.
And then, you know, I have some personal things that I'll share at a later time that's going on right now. And I just had to figure out if I wanted to maintain this stance. And you know what? I have to concede. I have to realize that I was wrong. And it was because I just completely underestimated it. I just thought, in this day and age, with the technology we have, we would nip it in the bud. And then I should have never listened to the China numbers, because I'm telling you they're wrong. And I just think that we all need to get on the same page.
When in doubt, blame China. Oh, no, I think they're not. I mean, of course their numbers are
fudged.
You're
not inflexible, though. You're not a blockhead about it. That's cool. Yeah,
but here's I'm the disappointed thing. No bullshit.
You should double down, Brandon.
3 or 4 weeks ago, I was dead nuts set on telling you, like, we're going to be fine. But a lot of that is just me being optimistic, thinking, come on, nothing crazy is going to happen.
Well, we are going to be fine. It's going to take a while. I mean, they're not going to have a vaccine for like another year.
Yeah, but I never thought that we would reach like the point that we're at right now. I figured that would have to be months down the road type of thing. This thing came in so quick, you know, I just figured by the time it's over here, it's already going to be summertime. No one gets sick in the summertime.
Yeah.
And now
exponential curve.
Here's the bitch about it is the last few weeks I've received tons of notes and messages from people who are angry with me for my stance. And now since I flipped, I've had a bunch of people that are
now you're
mad at
a hero.
Me calling me a pussy for flipping. And I can't help it. I have too many things that have kind of shown me that I was wrong and there was an error in
Science.
My ways.
Yeah. Well, that 60 Minutes episode last night, I cried. I'm sorry I'm a girl, but I did. After watching the people describe having to FaceTime with people who were in their care. What, Mark?
No, I left at Brandon's drop. No, it's just funny because when I was leaving here yesterday, I said to Drew, because I know Drew's just worn out from life, and particularly coronavirus. And I said to him, I said, hey, don't watch the first story on 60 Minutes. It's just, it'll bum you out. I think you know the theme of the story. It's how hard it is in New York right now. And it was a shitty story. And I said, you know what? While you're at it, don't watch the second story either, because it's about some cult leader lady. I didn't understand that story. Do you know who Dr. Brené Brown is when you watch that?
Oh, no, I had no idea. But the first one softened me up for her, and I just blubbered all the way through that one, too.
It was so dumb. It's basically a self-help lady who
Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't know. And it went in one ear, out the other. But the third story was phenomenal. And it was these people that trick African basketball players at the high school level to come on over, and they pay them lots of money to come over. And it's all a big scam. It's a big lie. And they make
one of them 6'11".
They make a fake school up. And these kids get over here and they're like, hey, I thought I was supposed to be going to this really nice academy in North Carolina. What do you mean I'm ending up in the inner city of New Jersey playing basketball here? And then that automatically means their visa is up in the air and they could be deported after they spent a couple thousand dollars. And this guy kept repeatedly doing it over and over and over and over, to the point where 60 Minutes finally tracked him down and scheduled an interview with him, and he didn't show up.
And so they tracked him down again?
Yeah, and he just denied everything. And it just shows how scummy that these people can be, knowing that they're preying on these African kids. So they probably figure, oh, who's going to care? Who's going to find out? But
yeah,
I don't know. That was a wild story.
And the gist of that story, too, the fact that some of these people didn't know basketball at all. They were just tall.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
In a Manute Bol situation.
Hey, yeah. Taco can play.
Taco's cool. And now he's going back to Africa, different countries, to try to tell him, hey, don't be sucked in by this dick.
I know. You know what? I can't remember.
Ooh, that's AIDS country.
I can't remember. Did that guy end up getting, he's not arrested anymore, right? The main guy, the coach.
Oh, I don't know about that. I forgot. I just watched it 20 minutes ago, too, or maybe an hour and a half ago.
They had a shot of this guy, the guy who's scamming these kids from Africa to come over and play basketball, of him teaching a kid how to play basketball. And I thought his form was terrible. Did you watch 60 Minutes?
I watched part of that last story because you told me about it. What a prick. You know what makes me mad?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helfer.
I got to go move my laundry. I'll be right back.
All right. The guy, the middleman there, who gets a commission for talking some poor kid in Africa who knows nothing to come to a university in America, you know, to play for, I forgot what school it was. It was some piece of shit school. And it's, oh, yeah, it's a great school, great education, and a really good basketball team. And these kids come from Africa knowing nothing. And if they don't work out, they just are kind of like, fuck you. And meanwhile, the middleman who brings them over, who they think is their big buddy, he's long gone. But he gets paid. He gets paid for each guy he brings over.
Yeah.
I love
that. And he's flouting immigration rules at the same time. Why don't they bust him?
I love the way everyone makes money off these people, but the players themselves. Coaches make money. The stupid recruiter asshole makes money. It's just, I don't know. College sports is disturbing.
Yeah.
Sports for a while, but we do have a new game show that's back. H2 Trivia is back. Can you believe that?
Does anyone care?
They just went out of business and decided, oh, my God, everybody's at home. Everybody's bored. We got to get back into business. And so they had like a unanimous donor, somebody who threw a ton of money their way so they could resume production.
Did you play last night then?
I did not. I thought about it, and then I realized I deleted the app, and then downloading it again just seemed like a lot of work. Rogo's back. I don't think Rogo's still with them. He left to do a sports show, so.
Where is Rogo? What sports show? Where?
I want to say it's like sports. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I have to go to the bathroom too.
Go ahead, Trudy.
Just you and me, Drew.
I'm looking at today's coronavirus cases. We're now up to 161,000, 2,968 dead. New York has 5,800 new cases, which really isn't that high. I mean, they've had bigger days than that. Of course, the day's not over. New Jersey, on the other hand, though, is up to 3,250 today. I think that's their biggest day yet. New Jersey is a fucking disaster.
Did you mention here, Michigan?
Yeah, Detroit. Well, California.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helfer.
California only had 691 their third. Michigan in fourth with another 1,012. But again, the day's not over. And we are, for new cases, we are third in the country.
Oh, boy. What about Illinois? When is Illinois going to pass us?
Illinois, they're
going to pass us.
460 today. But Michigan is not testing many people. They're talking about, hey, in Detroit, we're going to be able to do 400 a day pretty soon.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man. I don't know.
No, we got a long, long way to go with this.
I think Michigan's well behind. But, you know, what's different, though, is with Michigan is we know it's bad because of what we're hearing from the hospitals that,
sure.
oh my God, we don't have enough supplies, we don't have enough ventilators and all that. In the UK, we don't hear that. That's what I can't figure out.
Oh, there was a fun story out of the UK. There's a medical fetish company in the UK, like a sexual fetish, and they've donated all their scrubs to hospitals after being contacted by desperate health officials from the NHS there.
Okay. They're the heroes.
Well, there is some desperado activity over there.
Yeah, so it's nice to know that this this fetish site had a bunch of scrubs to donate.
Don't wear that outfit again.
MedFet UK is their Twitter handle, so if anybody wants to get into some fetish. What a weird fetish, isn't it? Medical? Well, I guess.
There were some bad medical news with some celebrities like Joe Diffie. He's a country star, right?
Yeah.
He died. Coronavirus. John Prine was, it sounded like, in serious condition.
Yeah, well.
I thought he died 10 years ago.
I know. Yeah, that guy's really stuck it out. And then a guy named Alan Merrill died. And I knew who he was.
That dude.
For a lot of reasons. One, because he wrote I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, Joan Jett had the gigantic hit with. And he had recorded a version, too, with the Arrows. And it's not, honestly, it's not bad. It sounds a lot like Joan's version. And I thought, okay, why wasn't that a hit? I mean, that just shows you what happens when somebody gets behind something and when nobody does. Why? Because this guy wrote a lot of songs.
Oh, this is him?
Is the Arrows.
The Arrows.
A rock and roll. I saw her dancing there by the record machine. I knew she must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long.
Hand claps.
She was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. So run another diamond into my baby. I love rock and roll.
So does he get royalties when Britney Spears plays this? Didn't she cover I Love Rock and Roll too?
Oh, God, she did, didn't she? I'm sure he did. I'm sure he made a lot of money off the song, but he wasn't just the guy that wrote this. He wrote a lot of other songs, and he also... what's the band? Oh, the Left Banc, who were a big Baroque rock. There was actually something called Baroque rock at one time. It was sort of a after the fact term. But like if you hear Left Banc, Pretty Ballerina, or Walk Away Renee, it's like string quartets and harpsichords and there's a lot of songs. Actually, it's a cool category. I like Baroque rock.
Fucking shit.
All the violins.
I've heard this song.
Yeah, Walk Away Renee. It's a big song. It was a big song. Huge song. Big hit.
Walk away, Renee. It wants everybody to follow you back.
It reminds me of Sundays Will Never Be the Same, Spanky and Our Gang, which was also kind of a Baroque rock song. And it's Pretty Ballerina right there.
Yep.
That's, to me, the ultimate Baroque rock song. Alan Merrill was the last member of the Left Banc.
Oh.
And they broke up after they selected him to join the band. And he put out a cover of Pretty Ballerina. And so that got me kind of in the Baroque rock thing. And I'm reading about all the songs that are considered Baroque rock. And, of course, it starts with who else? The Beatles. Eleanor Rigby. And In My Life. And let's see, what else is on the list? I made a list of...
Oh, boy.
I thought it'd be interesting to have a little rock and roll college.
Eleanor Rigby, I mean, that's just...
Eleanor Rigby, In My Life, God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, Pretty Ballerina.
Oh, God, that's Renee. Such a great song.
Yep, XTC, A Thousand Umbrellas, Velvet Underground, Venus and Furs, Bittersweet Symphony was also on the list. Oh. Be My Baby, Nights in White Satin, Something Else by the Kinks.
So is it just anything with strings?
Well, I think... Harpsichord is always mentioned. I don't know why, but... Oh, Lady Jane by the Stones. I may not always
always love you. But long as there are stars,
I couldn't understand why Raspberry Beret was in there. I haven't had a chance to listen to it.
Huh.
I'll make you so sure about
Norwegian
it.
Wood, Yesterday. But, you know, I was thinking about Joan Jett, too, because she had such a huge hit with that song. Oh, by the way, first, Alan Merrill, he was the first American pop star in Japan. I mean, for whatever that's worth. And he was on a Japanese soap opera also. Yeah, I mean, it really had a wild career. Then he was a big glam rocker.
How did he get over there? Like, why him?
I don't know. It sounded like the record company just wanted to create a... you know, a Western pop star in Japan.
I am a Japanese!
He had a band called the Vodka Collins, too, which was a glam band, which led me down this other path because I was just diving all over the place. With Joan Jett, you know, and the whole thing of Alan Merrill, the writer of I Love Rock and Roll Dying, I was, you know, listening to Joan Jett's version, his version, and then I realized that that's not my favorite Joan Jett song. Do you remember, True, do you remember Do You Want to Touch by Joan Jett?
Yeah.
That's a great song. That's my favorite Joan Jett song, followed by Bad Reputation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I love Crimson and Clover, too. I thought that was...
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. It's a great song. And the only problem with Do You Want to Touch Gary Glitter wrote it.
I remember she got a lot of shit years ago because she kept playing this song, and she wanted to play this song, and people were like, that's a pedophile song!
He's in prison, though.
Yeah, but they thought he still got royalties from
Look
it.
Look at all the people playing Jackson's music.
Yeah.
I mean, stadiums play Jackson.
He's never convicted me.
Yeah.
That's true. He was acquitted.
That's right.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
It's a badass song.
It does take a little different meaning when Glitter sings it, though.
I know it does. Ugh. And I even went as far, and I realized I could be in trouble for this. I started diving on Gary Glitter. And I found this concert from 1991 where Gary Glitter's playing in the UK. He was huge in the UK. And he's doing all of his big songs. And I swear to God, I was like, wow, this guy is... His performances were incredible. And he had a huge band. And the crowd was going, ape shit.
Wow. Gary.
Huh. Yeah, if you... if anybody wants... And by the way, the drumming in his songs is almost always sounds like this.
Yeah.
It does sound like the same beat. As
I know
rock
it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his concert,
crap machines,
the
too.
Songs kind of just run together because of that drum sound. I mean, sounded like it to me.
I love this guy. Just kidding. I still hate you.
And I'm telling you, I've never seen a crowd so out of their seats and yelling. I mean, there's a lot of call and refrain type in his songs, and the crowd was totally into it. They should all be in trouble too.
You know what? I can't imagine after three or four songs that sounded very similar. That wouldn't you get fatigued? I would. I'd be tired. Well, I'm always tired at concerts, though.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's funny. I've been to a lot of shows too, and it's hard for me to stay engaged if it's somebody I'm not really into. But I'm not saying I would have gone to a show or that I want to see him now or anything, but it was just...
No, I'm still sleeping, man.
I was just... I kind of... Because he got in trouble for something horrible, about as horrible as it comes, I just kind of forgot how big he was, and I'd never really seen him live before, but I brought up this live in Sheffield in 1991, and this crowd is just crazy, and it's a wild-ass performance.
I'm just saying.
Quite a performer. Pedophile, but he's quite a performer.
Just like Jackson.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
Oh, God.
And nobody plays this. No stadiums play this anymore.
That's so associated with pedophilia now.
I know, but they'll play Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but he's got lots of hits.
I mean, Michael Jackson is really not persona non grata in any way, shape, or form.
Michael Jackson, then they've got to just, then they all they have at sporting events is Queen. And Eminem.
Yeah, they...
And Jay Giles when they do
find replay. A few to play, it seems. But Michael Jackson, he's those people who will defend him, wildly defend him, and they'll tell you exactly why it's all bullshit.
It's well, are you going to so start like, defending Gary Glitter then?
No. No.
Do you think if Glitter had Jackson money, he would have gotten free?
Yeah, probably. I think anybody with Jackson money can get free of anything. Yeah. Look at OJ.
Free and then he went back for more at some point. I thought he got busted and then he hooked up. He set up shop with some other underage girls somewhere else.
Glitter did. He moved.
Jackson is the same thing. Jackson, first he groomed the whole world. You know, but I love children. I love children. They're wonderful. They're the future. I missed my childhood, so I play with children all the time for my whole life. And everybody's like, yeah, he misses childhood, so he plays with children. I mean, even though it's ridiculous, people just repeat it. So he grooms the whole world. He gets busted big time in 93, pays a kid $23 million.
Yeah.
Then he gets busted again in 2004. And meanwhile, he's taking little kids on tour with him all over the world.
Totally normal.
In matching outfits with him. Yeah. And he has him on, stage. And then he's doing it in 2004. He barely doesn't get convicted, and he continues doing it.
Jesus Christ.
I know, it's crazy. I
can't believe you haven't heard AJ Clemente singing along to Rock and Roll Door.
I did. Oh, okay. I loved it. No, I think it's great.
I'm not gay.
It's so weird hearing Jackson say that. I'm a pedophile. I'm not gay.
You.
I like children. How far are we, Mark?
We can wrap. It's about 2 hours.
Oh, we're not even 2 hours in?
Fucking shit.
God.
No, we are. We're 2 hours in. Yeah, we can wrap. You're having a very tough day today, aren't you?
I'm just having a tough time doing the show, honestly. I'm just tired of this topic. I'm just weary of it. It just wears me down. I don't know why.
Did you read the Page Six story about Meghan and Harry, why they broke up over an email?
You mean in the they broke up now or in the past?
They broke up with the Queen over email because...
It was a podcast.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
I mean, aren't you guys...
That was a great article, though, because I laughed really hard when they were talking about how she was bitching at her staff for outfit changes.
Well, don't forget she had the gall to wear a hat when the queen did not want you to wear...
Oh!
Or no,
she did not
want to wear a hat.
She wear a hat.
Wanted everyone to wear
a hat. Was that really too much to ask of her?
Yes!
She married Harry, Diana's son, and she really didn't think there'd be any protocol she'd have to deal with?
No.
Or she just decided...
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
I'm not doing that. She seems to have gotten used to having all the staff of a royal person for some reason, and also demanding all the money that royalty gets. And they said, you know, what was that funny quote about Harry was that he doesn't seem to understand what earning a living really means.
Yeah, being financially self-independent.
Yes, independent. No, he doesn't get that.
I wouldn't even anything for a picture of his face when he realized what exactly that they had done when they finally did it. And they finally just declared independence.
Oh, well, it's probably the same face he makes every day when she's yelling at him.
That's true.
I just want to puke that this story came out last week about the Meghan Markle voiceover movie's out. You know, like, that's a reason that
not till this weekend, but yeah.
That was, well, the trailer. No, the breaking news was that the trailer with her voice on it was out.
Yeah, about some elephants.
Nobody gave a fuck about her.
What up?
Ready to get on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know what it's called, though. It's going to be on Disney Plus. Which means Brian and I are going to watch it.
But the the part of that story that was also funny to me was that they felt like we gave them everything. We gave them the place they wanted to live in. We gave them the wedding they wanted. They were able to invite all these people, which required all this extra security. And then they wanted when they got the house they wanted, she said, we need this change, this change, this change. And they spent millions fixing the place up.
I think she's the definition of high maintenance.
And then she can't even put on a stupid hat.
I got to believe he's going to want out of there. at some point he's going, oh my God, and I'm fucking independent. How am I going to get a job? I have no skills.
He's going to fly home to see to see his grandma and then never come back. He's going to ghost her. That'd be crazy. Just ghost her. Just ignores her and Archie.
They'll be like Bill and Hillary Clinton eventually. Oh, here's some more great news. So this rental property,
I thought
these people weren't going to be able to move in because of the coronavirus, which is like, oh, shit. And then it turns out they're just going to be late. So they move in and the place is cleaned and all the stuff that had to be done somehow it got done. So they move in and yesterday they call. Yeah, how do you turn the heat on? It's getting cold in here. What do you mean the heat's on? So it turned out the furnace just crapped out their first day in the fucking house.
Nice. Good luck. Nice luck.
I know. So it's like, who's going to work on a furnace right now?
I don't know.
Rob.
Yeah. Tan Rob was called into action. Tan Rob, less Tan Rob, was called into action. And $1,600 later, the furnace is up and running.
Yeah. Oh, really? Nice. Yes. That's good news.
It should. And the quote is, it should be okay for a while.
Can he fix a washing machine, too?
Yeah, Rob can fix anything.
Does he have coronavirus?
No. Not that I know of.
So the two things you have to ask now.
Oh boy!
Coronavirus.
But aren't you guys getting? Aren't you a little weary of this stupid virus? Just worn out on it.
I told you before. I like all the stories of the idiots. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean,
it keeps me entertained.
No, there's there are small interesting parts about it, but I'm
fascinated by the science behind it. It just it sucks, but I can't do anything about it, so I might as well lean into it.
Well, I'm having a hard time leaning into it because I just never wanted to do a show about any topic remotely like this other than its effect on.
Well, I was trying to remember, was it like if it was like this after 9/11?
Well, that was terrorism, though.
Well, this is a war.
Against a virus.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, maybe the science is a little too...
The virus.
Dry or hard to understand. I don't know.
Well, science is just not something I want to talk about show.
I don't either.
Well, if there was science involved with it, because they haven't figured it all out yet, and everybody jumps to every assumption. I started rereading Ebola literature from years ago. Remember, a bunch of guys wrote a bunch of sci-fi novels about Ebola?
Oh, yeah.
And one thing that stood out was the... Yeah, we're a 24-hour plane ride from... from world epidemia happening from the end of the world. And I was like, wow, guy waited 15 years. I think it was Richard Preston. He waited 15 years for that to be true.
Jerk.
And it is.
He's probably happy now too.
Yeah, he probably is. If he's not dead.
He's probably walking around just going, told you so.
The movie I was talking about, Outbreak, just maybe reminded me of it. And Outbreak. Has anybody else watched Outbreak?
Trudy.
Yes.
God. Trudy, isn't it the worst movie?
It is so bad.
Isn't Cuba Gooding the worst actor?
He's terrible. Dustin Hoffman is terrible.
I know,
Everyone is terrible in this movie.
It's just the last half hour of the movie is so stupid. It's worth watching because it's so dumb.
It's so dumb. Donald Sutherland is terrible in this.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman is terrible. Everyone's terrible.
Yeah.
It is the Me Too movie of the century, obviously, with all those people in it.
Yeah.
Plus Kevin Spacey, who doesn't.
Oh, that's right. And he even dies terribly. Trudy, he's so bad at dying.
I thought he looked like he had AIDS when he was dying. I swear to God. Because didn't he have lesions?
Spoiler alert.
He did.
Or did he die? I don't know if he died. Did he die?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did. But he then did he die. Contaminated what's her name? Renee Russo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And she looked horrible. Oh, my God. I just could never ever think she's hot again after seeing her like that. Because she can't
with
look
her makeup
like that.
Off. That's really.
That's don't
really
feel good.
She's capable of looking that bad. I don't know that. But anyway, so I saw somebody sent this on email and I should thank them, but I don't remember who it was. They said, hey, there's this cool movie on Prime right now starring Shia LaBeouf.
Oh,
and it's called Honey Boy.
Yeah.
Honey Boy.
It's about loosely about him and his dad.
He plays his father.
Yeah.
And first of all, his father's the biggest asshole. I can't imagine a bigger asshole than his father if his portrayal is anything like him. But he's so good at playing him. It's just amazing. I thought it was fantastic. And the guy, there's two guys that play him at different ages, and I thought they were both great. And it was it's a tough movie to watch, but it kept my attention, and I thought he was fantastic. I mean, it was one of those things where I go, wow, it seems like he ought to win an Oscar or something.
Oh,
I thought it was really good. Yeah, because I always thought
he was a pretty decent actor. I really did. Like the Fury, he was fantastic.
Fury's
in.
Great.
Okay,
yeah.
What
Transformers?
What's Fury? What happens in Fury?
It's holes.
It's a World War II movie.
Okay, what's the movie where is there like a running video of something that he's chasing or someone's chasing him or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is that fucking movie? I was trying
to look
it
in 3D?
Up.
No.
Not interested.
I want to watch that again. I like that movie. And Disturbia was great, too.
That was a good movie. I watched that a bunch of times.
That's good, yeah. I'm kind of on team LeBoufou all of a sudden.
I mean, Indiana Jones sucked, so a lot of people gave him hell for that.
I really like that art installation he did.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was awesome. Wasn't he ragging on Trump?
No, the one
around the clock.
Didn't he have a video and you could walk up to it and just be live on the internet, the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that about Trump, though?
Was it about Trump?
I thought it was.
Oh, good. It worked,
yeah,
huh?
We will not be defeated or we will be united or something like that. Yeah, I do
not
recall
defeated.
That.
Yeah.
And Drew, you're thinking of Eagle Eye, the movie you're thinking of.
Yeah. Okay, Eagle Eye. What's the plot? What's going on? I just was trying to explain it and I'm going, I just can't remember what I just knew I liked it.
He's running.
He's running a lot. Yeah. He's running away from stuff or running. Yes. I thought I remember liking it.
But there's a person, like there's this intelligence that follows them all over the place and tells them, okay, you have to do this. You have to jump off this truck in 3, 2, 1. Yeah,
exactly.
Billy Bob Thornton's in it.
Yeah, he's great in that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Is this you watching it?
But you look at this, he's running.
I saw The Game on, I think it was HBO or one of the movie channels. I loved The Game. I thought that was a good movie with Michael Douglas and Paltrow.
Oh, that's a really good movie.
Yeah,
God,
that's a cool movie.
Been years since I've seen that.
I know, but I haven't seen it in a long time. So I'm trying to find some old movies that I was kind of digging back in the day.
That's back when Sean Penn only looked like he was 90. Well, okay, so he looks 80 now. So he only looks 60 back then.
Yeah, I can't figure out the Sean Penn. Why does he... I mean, he does look way older than his age. He looks like he's, I don't know. What's up with that?
He's too serious and his face froze that way, is my theory.
I don't know.
I think he thinks it's cool to look really old. Like, I love looking old. I mean, it's, it makes me a better actor.
It makes me look distinguished.
I can do roles that I couldn't do before. I tried to look old. I've aged on purpose.
The problem that I have with The Game is when it's all said and done, it just doesn't seem, looking back, I'm not going to spoil anything for a 25-year-old movie, but...
I know exactly what you're going to say, Brandon.
Looking back, it's like, how is this feasible?
No, it's not. It's totally ridiculous, but it's still fun. I mean,
My dove used to make me moist when I watched the show. I admit it, I would get moist when I watched the show. Only white man ever did that to me was Mike Douglas.
There's a lot to suspend. In terms of reality.
Yeah, a lot of movies.
All right, why don't you get us out of here, Mark?
Okay.
And I'm going to try and figure out how we're number 66. It's pretty amazing.
For your hatred of the coronavirus.
What is up with that? Last week, it was like, I don't know, I just didn't even like doing the show. I mean, I guess people seemed to say it was okay, but it was just, I don't know, just tired.
Coronavirus!
May have a lot to do with the fact that we don't have to set everything up. I was like, we're in our separate places because, you know, and explain all of that kind of crap. Looking at it differently in kind of a cynical way.
I don't know. I just, we rely so much on what's going on in the world to do the show. And it's like there's one thing going on and I hate it. And I also don't like the whole, you know, you did this, you did that, all the back and forth. It's just so annoying. It's just, there's so much noise associated with it. And it's bad enough to start with. So
it looks like
I just get depressed.
It does look like his press conference today was a lot of fun because I saw Vanna White was trending. I'm like, why is Vanna White trending? And it's trending because Trump was out there with the new 5-minute coronavirus test. And while the guy was talking, he was standing behind the box, like acting like Vanna White. Presenting it. I think Price is Right would have been a more apt description of how he was standing behind it, kind of like, you know, the girls do with the items.
Yeah.
And the MyPillow guy was there too because he's converting his factories to make the masks.
So why was he had to go there to tell us that? That's a little weird, isn't it?
He's being lauded as a hero on Twitter right now.
I'm glad he is. That's a great thing. Why did he have to show up to the press conference?
So he could fly around because he's around more people and he's more closer to the coronavirus.
Exactly. That's what I don't understand about it, but whatever. To each his own.
All right. Well, chances are we'll be here tomorrow. and spread the word about our exciting Facebook application with Zoom and the new Brady Bunch format.
Yeah.
Seem to be digging it. So we'll see you tomorrow. See you.
Cover your cough with your elbow like this.
The family. Don't touch your eyes. Just hand sanitize quickly. I'm just a poor boy. No job security. Because I'll easily spread. Even though I wash my hands laying low, I look out the window. We'll be right back.
lovely reader, shit.
You should cut a whole album like that. We should put it out.
Be an easy commercial to make.
Yeah. Just Walter the titles. Sings the Beatles.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and shit.
Motherfucker, yeah.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and shit.
Every song's and shit.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and shit.
Okay, are we ready?
Shit.
What's that one?
Day in Life.
Shit.
I saw her standing there and shit.